Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
It has been a tradition on the Cigar Dave Show for the last 20 years or so that at the end of the year, we prepare you to purchase, taste, consume, enjoy champagne and sparkling wine as we wrap up 1 year and ring in and welcome a new year. It is hard to believe that the end of 2019 is upon us. And next year, 2020, we're right around the corner, 2020. I remember as a kid saying to my father when I was a little kid, man, the year 2000, are we all going to be around for that? And here we are, 2020. And we are all ready to enjoy Alpha Male Good Life Maneuvers as we wrap up 2019. Say hello to 2020, and we've got a great show lined up for you. Everything you need to know about champagne and sparkling wine. Long Ash greetings and salutations. A Long Ash snappy salute. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. We are coming to you today from the Ford Theater of Operations Command Center Alpha at the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge, where Tommy DiAdio, the Senior Executive VP of Spirits Procurement for the Corona Cigar Stores in Orlando and the Davidoff Store and Lounge in Tampa, has always extended incredible hospitality, as well as proprietor Jeff Borshowitz. And we have our usual cast and crew today, along with your global five-star general and alpha male in chief. First up, let me welcome Sommelier Dave, who has been at my side for champagne and sparkling wine tasting and maneuvers for around 20 years. Hard to believe, Sommelier
Dave. It's got to be 20 years. General Long Ashes at you. This is a thrill, not only to end a year with you, but to begin a new end, a new decade with you. 2020, let's rock and roll, baby.
Well, decade, when you put it like that, that's really incredible.
Yeah. I mean,
we're talking about a century, and it is a new decade.
Yes.
And you think of all the things that have gone on the last 9, 10 years. It really is incredible. Sommelier Dave, some changes for you. You have retired. However, you are permanently the sommelier in charge of all tasting maneuvers here at the Cigar Dave Show. We are not letting you retire.
Thank you so very much, General. Yes, back in November, I took my walking papers just so I could go enjoy more of life, visit the People's Republic of California, go to Europe, go to South America, see some of the nice vineyards, see some of the great experiences of this industry has to offer.
And we've got the lovely Princess Debbie, who is our master mixologist today, looking lovely. I'm tongue-tied looking at those thigh-high boots. I can't control myself, Princess.
Thank you, General. Always a pleasure. I cannot believe another year has gone by, and it's been a pleasure at the Pleasure Palace. Thank you so much.
The pleasure is all yours to pleasure me. That's how it should be. And we've got Honey Bear Kim, who joins us once again. Honey Bear, are you ready for Tasting Maneuvers?
I'm so ready. Thank you for having me again. I remember when I was singing Let's Party Until It's 1999. How is it 2020?
And that was, what, 1982?
That was, yes. Thinking that was way in the future.
And we've got a very special guest joining us from the Canard Duchesne Champagne House in France, the Canard Duchesne Ambassador, Celine Vipperman. Celine, welcome to the Cigar Dave Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
And
it's a pleasure to be here.
And let me tell you, she's been working on the fake French accent for the last week, knowing
working
she's coming
really,
on
really, really hard.
It is authentic. And so we're going to be talking champagne. And what's very interesting is the Canard Duchesne House was founded in 1868, so it goes way back.
Correct. We just turned 150 years old, so we had a big, big anniversary.
I was not invited. Why not?
Well, come next year. every good reason is a good reason to party, right?
That's right. Emmanuel Macron wanted to be here, but he's got too many other issues he's got to handle right now in the mother country. But we've, Celine, we've got five different champagnes we're going to be tasting from the Canard Duchesne House, and we're very much looking forward to that, and also talking about champagne and the various nuances, because in order for champagne to be called champagne, it is a sparkling wine, it has to be grown in the Champagne region.
You are absolutely right. If there is one thing to know about champagne, is that the only region in the world where sparkling wine can be called champagne is in the Champagne region. So let's start. That's a really good starting point.
Well, like bourbon, every champagne is a sparkling wine, but not every sparkling wine is champagne.
Correct.
Very good. So we're going to be enjoying five of your house's outstanding champagnes. We're looking forward to that. But as always, let us start, Sommelier Dave, with a little primer. What is champagne? What is sparkling wine? We're seeing a proliferation now of sparkling wines from across the world. It's always champagne, and then we saw California sparkling wines. But now we're seeing Cava from Spain. We're seeing Asti from Italy.
Right.
We're seeing Prosecco as well from Italy. So really, sparkling wine has become a worldwide palette, if you will, of great tastes for anyone around the world who wants to enjoy a little bit of the bubbly.
Sure. This all goes back 15, 1600s, whenever they were experimenting with wine, and there were some different ways for it to start to explode as they did a secondary fermentation. So in the region of France, Champagne, where you have some really great grapes that grow there, Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier, with some of the other ones, they more or less took the ball and ran with it. But now as time has moved on till now, you have all these other countries where you can make sparkling wine. The technology is there that you know how to make a wine sparkle, whether you infuse it with the carbon dioxide or you do the Methanol Champenoise, Bulk Charmant, whatever the process is. And technology is to the point where everybody can make great wine if they want to, champagne or sparkling.
Now, it's interesting because we talk about the type of grapes. Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier, Chardonnay are primarily, but there's also some Pinot Blanc, Pinot Gris, Arbonne, Petit Meslier, I believe that
yes.
Is that correct?
Petit Meslier.
Meslier.
You don't
pronounce Petit
the
Meslier.
S.
Gotcha. My mother, who speaks fluent French, would not be happy with this with the general right now. Meslier. Perfect. Well, that's why we have you, Celine, to make sure we're pronouncing French correctly. But what's interesting is you think of Pinot Noir, that is a red wine, but it is used in many, many champagnes and sparkling wines. And how does it retain the light color, Sommelier Dave?
Well, it becomes a red wine because after they crush the juice, which is basically opaque white, they put the skins back on it, and then you get the color off the time spent on the juice for that color. So you can take a red grape or even like a Cabernet Sauvignon or a Merlot or a Cabernet Franc, which throw you a lot of color. If you put the skins on lightly, you can make it into a rosé or just add some pinkness to it. That's how they do it.
Now, Celine, there is the Champagne appellation is actually very small. It's a small area in France.
Sure. It's in the northeast part of France, about a little less than 100 miles east of Paris.
And not large. I'm looking at a map right now, and I'm looking at the two red areas that are highlighted. So it's a very, very small area. Why is that region so known for their grapes? What is it about that appellation that makes it so great?
There are a few things that make the Champagne appellation very unique. The first one is that it's the northernmost appellation in France, so that's the last limit where we can grow vineyards in France because of the climate. And what makes the Champagne region very unique and very small is the terroir. The soil is limestone, so it's a combination of chalk, clay, limestone, limestone proper. And the terroir you cannot replicate. So wherever you have it, it's a great terroir to grow those grapes. But where you don't have it, then you cannot grow those grapes. So that's why it's a really limited region.
Are there other wines, French wines, that use the grapes from the Champagne region or no?
Sure. Chardonnay and Pinot Noir in Burgundy, in many other regions of France, of course.
So the weather, the soil makes for great growing of grapes.
Yes. That's what makes Champagne unique, and that's why you cannot replicate Champagne. You can make the best sparkling wine, but you can make only Champagne in the Champagne region.
Gotcha. Now, Sommelier Dave, let's talk about some various styles. First of all, there's the Prestige Cuvée, there's a Blanc de Noir, a Blanc de Blanc, a Rosé. Let's talk about those, because there are different types of for example, Blanc de Blanc means white from white, so white from white grapes.
Correct. So the Prestige Cuvée, that is a proprietary blend of usually the Champagne house or the wine house, whether it's in California or wherever. It's considered to be their top production range. The Blanc de Noir, like you had mentioned, that is making a wine from the red grapes, Pinot Noir.
White from black.
Right. And then you have Blanc de Blanc, which is really Chardonnay, because that's basically the grape that they use in Champagne. It would be a Blanc de Blanc. And then you have a Rosé, which is lightly colored juice from the skins. And then it would go into the sweetness, the different styles of the sweetness and all that.
Now, Sommelier Dave, when you think about champagne or sparkling wine, you think about the fizz, the bubbles. You open
sure.
up, what do we call it?
Carbonation.
Open up, pop the bubbly. Now, is that, talk about the carbonation, the process in which the bubbles are infused into the wine.
Well, there's various ways to do it. The classic way, which Celine will attest to, is the secondary fermentation in the bottle, to where they actually take the still wine and they add some Bousie Rouge to it.
Which is what?
It's a combination of fresh yeast and sugar, which starts a fermentation process again, which gives it a secondary fermentation. And then in that process...
So that's a natural fermentation process.
It's naturally occurring, and what's really important to know is that it's happening in the bottle.
In the bottle.
So in the bottle.
First you make a still wine, and that's made in stainless steel vats for most houses. And then after you have that still wine, you actually bottle the juice, and that will become sparkling. And the reason it's becoming sparkling is that it's because the wine is trapped in the bottle. So when you add the yeast, the wine, and the sugar is actually transforming into alcohol and carbon dioxide. And because the bottle is closed, the carbon dioxide has nowhere to go, and that's what creates bubbles.
How long of a process does that take naturally?
It's a long process because when that happens, you need the wine to be aged on the lees in the cellars. And so that could take for between 15 months, which is the minimum allowed for Brut non-vintage, all the way to 10, 15 years. So it really depends on the house at this point, even though they are really strict minimums that houses cannot go under because of the Champagne appellation.
Now, Sommelier Dave, let's talk about the other way is just injecting what carbon.
No, there's four other ways. It's carbonation. You can do it where you're actually putting the carbon dioxide gas in. You can do it with transverse, where you transfer the product. You can do a continuous method where you just, it's almost like sourdough in whiskey, where it's just continuous wine. And then there's the Charmant, which is cheapest and the fastest. It's a secondary fermentation done in a tank. Then they bottle the product.
Now, excuse me, there are various styles of champagne and sparkling wine. Terms many people are already familiar with. Extra Brut, Brut, Extra Dry, Sec, Demi-Sec, Deux. Now, the thing...
Deux.
Deux.
Deux. Deux. Much better.
Deux. Got to make sure, just like the morning dew, same thing. And it's spelled D-O-U-X.
Correct.
So people know. Now, Samani Dave, the what we call the driest is actually extra brut. What is what's called extra dry is actually sweeter than the driest. So there's a little bit of a misnomer there, but we are here to make sure that people are fully informed when they go to purchase champagne what to expect. So extra brut is less than 6 grams of sugar per liter. Brut is less than 12 grams per liter. Extra dry is 12 to 17. And when we say extra dry, that's actually going to be a sweet champagne or sparkling wine. And then you have sec, which is very sweet. Demi-sec, between 32 and 50 grams. And doux, which is 50 grams. And that's like a dessert wine almost. That's very, very sweet. The number one selling style is?
Brut.
Yeah. All the way. Mm-hmm. And brut is less than 12 grams. And then if you go one notch up, it's extra dry. Most of the time you'll see in stores brut or extra dry.
Correct.
But many people think, oh, I'm going to get the extra or the brut because the extra dry is going to be way too dry for me, not as sweet. It's the opposite.
Yeah, it's a play on words that the French did to the English way back when. They wanted a sweeter style, so they made it. They wanted a drier style, so they made it called extra dry, but it was really sweeter. The French and English just have this love-hate relationship, haven't
mostly
they?
Mostly love.
Mostly love, okay. So they have this love-love relationship, and they were the ones that did it way back when.
The proper temperature to serve champagne. Celine, I'll let you answer that one.
I need help in Fahrenheit.
I would think around 48.
48 degrees?
Yes, 48
degrees. So you want to keep it chilled.
Yes.
Don't put it in a freezer. That's too cold.
No, it'll probably explode, all that pressure. But one thing, and I've thought about this before, knowing I was coming on, if you think of your body temperature, which 98.6 or 98, whatever, you touch a bottle that has 48 degrees, your hands are warm.
Right.
So when you touch it and you go to lift that cork off, first thing it's going to do is shoot. That's why it's so important that whatever you do, you be careful, use a towel, but make sure you never point the cork at anybody, not even a jest.
Well, everybody thinks, and we have straightened this up and educated people for the last 20 years on the correct way to open up a champagne bottle. Everybody thinks it's great that you want to see the cork fly across the room. You don't. And the correct way to open a champagne bottle is to hold the champagne bottle by the neck, one hand, get a towel, grab the cork in the other hand, and you want to actually turn the bottle, not the cork.
Correct.
The cork remains stationary, so when you do turn the bottle and boom, it comes out, you've got the bottle in your hand and you've got the cork in your hand in a towel, not going anywhere.
As a Frenchman, I've heard this.
French woman,
sorry about that. I need new glasses.
You don't, a glass of champagne, maybe.
We're getting
that's
there.
Coming.
It's coming.
You don't want to pop the cork to make all that noise. You want to let the carbonation hiss out because you don't want to bruise the bubbles, correct?
For sure.
There you go.
We do not want to bruise any bubbles.
No
bruise. No bruisation of bubblation. That cannot happen. Now, the next thing, once you do have the bottle opened, is the proper stemware.
Correct.
And we've got some champagne flutes. And, Celine, why is it? Well, first of all, we know why it has a long stem, because, Samani, Dave, you touched on it. We don't want our body to, or our hands, to warm the champagne. We want to keep it cool. But, Celine, let's talk about the flute, why it is in the shape that it is, and why that's so important when it comes to drinking champagne.
So the flute is great to drink champagne because you can see the bubbles going from the bottom of the glasses all the way to the top, which is great. You know, champagne is all about bubbles and enjoyment. But if you actually do drink champagne to really enjoy and as a meal, you can also use a steel white wine glasses.
Steel white wine. Really?
That's totally fine. It's actually more and more in the champagne region, you would drink champagne out of a steel white wine glass. Yes.
I've never seen a steel white wine glass.
No, like a white wine glass.
Oh, white wine glass. Oh, white.
Sparkling. Steel wine.
Okay, still. Oh, it's a steel. Okay, so still. So basically a Chardonnay glass. And I like that because you can really get the aroma on the nose.
So what's great with the flute is you see the bubbles, But with the wine glass, you actually really have a nice aromatics. You have a great nose. You can have a really nice mouth feel to it.
Right.
You can even swirl it around
sure.
a little bit. Not too much because we don't want to, right. you know, destroy the bubbles, but it's a whole experience with a wine glass.
Outstanding. Now, Sommelier Dave, let's talk briefly about champagne in terms of the various types of styles now. When we're talking about a Asti, a Prosecco, they're essentially just different grapes, but just made into a sparkling wine from different parts
Correct.
Of the world.
Asti's Italian, a Moscato grape. You have Prosecco, which was a combination of two different grapes. It's made out of the floor grape. You know, you can make sparkling wine throughout the whole world. You can make it out of a Cabernet Sauvignon, a Sauvignon Blanc, a Merlot, or whatever. But different regions, the Asti region of Italy, where the Moscato grape grows indefinite, you make a nice sparkling wine there, so you have Asti. And Proseccos are coming out of the northern part of Italy.
Proseccos have become extremely, extremely popular.
Because of the flavor. That's a wonderful flavor that a lot of people, especially in the United States, they talk dry, but they like sweet or fruitiness. And that grape will give it to you as far as fruitiness.
And we're also seeing now sparkling wines coming from Canada, which is interesting. You think of Canada with their wines and their ice wines, but Canada now with sparkling wines, Australia, Chile, South Africa. So we're seeing more and more sparkling wines. And, Celine, champagne, obviously very popular. People tend to associate champagne with New Year's or the holidays towards the end of the year, but we're seeing more and more restaurants selling splits of champagne mm-hmm. so that if somebody does want to enjoy champagne with their meal or sparkling wine, it is available. We're seeing more and more popularity of sparkling wine and champagne throughout the year.
For sure. You know, champagne is mandatory for parties and celebration, but doesn't mean you can have cannot have a glass with your meal. It's first and foremost a wine that happens to have bubbles, and it's the easiest wine to pair with food.
And it's very refreshing. It's light, it's refreshing, it's not too heavy.
Why wait for New Year's Eve?
Exactly.
If I can say something on that, you're correct with that. But the acidity of the wine itself is great for cleansing your palate. So if you're going to have, say, chocolate, you can have some champagne, and it'll cleanse the palate. If you're having a steak, you can get a nice rosé. There's so many applicable wines, French champagne, that go with different, whether it's seafood, whether it's salads,
Absolutely.
Whether it's a plethora of different cuisines.
Well, we are about to endeavor on a tasting. How many, Sommelier Dave, what do we put together? Well, we had to leave out about 15.
Yeah, we did.
Because we know between Celian, she's got five that we're going to be
and
tasting.
And then I have nine, but then we have all these delicious cocktails that
Princess
you have
Debbie, Honey Bear Kim have some luscious libations with champagne and sparkling wine. Celine, we will have five various champagnes from the Canard Duchesne House of Champagne in France. And Sommelier Dave, you have lined up a very nice list of worldly champagnes and sparkling wines
Correct.
With some California, some French,
Italian.
Some Italian, whole array of
yeah.
great champagnes and sparkling wines as we celebrate Happy New Year 2020 Champagne and Sparkling Wine Tasting Maneuvers.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is the Gurkha Real. This new cigar is covered with a beautiful Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper, giving it a smooth, mild to medium smoke. Officers Club members are some of the first to try these sticks. You can get cigars like these shipped directly to you every month by joining the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Get details at CigarDave.com.
In 1964, José O. Padrón began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and...
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Auto Body. It's been a really devastating year for some of us here in the North State. From the fires in 2018 to Snowmageddon in 2019 and the unprecedented hailstorm. Our family and team at Coachmaster wish the best for all of you affected by these disasters. We hope that Coachmaster was able to ease the stress for our customers that were affected by these events. With the coming of the holiday season, we would like to thank all of our customers, old and new, for trusting Coachmaster to take care of all of your collision repair needs. Our team would like to wish the community Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Santa, we don't repair sleighs, so be careful. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
As we continue with Happy New Year Champagne and Sparkling Wine Tasting Maneuvers 2020 edition, I have pulled out what is the December 2019 Officers Club selection, the Gurkha Real. Rave reviews when the Gurkha Real launched at the Premium Cigar Association convention late June in Las Vegas. I can't believe that was almost 7 months ago. That is crazy. Or as Regis Philbin would say, it's crazy. Absolutely crazy. But the Gurkha Real shipped to retailers late October. Big hit. Perfect any time of day cigar. Morning, midday, night, perfect any meal cigar. You want a light meal, you want seafood, you want a steak, perfect. Goes with everything. It's going to go perfectly with champagne and our sparkling wines today. Mild to medium in body, Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper, Dominican Olor binder, Dominican and Nicaraguan fillers, creamy taste, delightful notes of subtle sweetness. If you are a cigar connoisseur that is seeking a delightful taste, smoothness, any time of day and night, not going to be overpowering, Gurkha Real, exceptional choice, getting rave reviews from our Officers Club members that have received them. If you are not a member of the Officers Club, what are you waiting for? Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, and you get three fantastic cigars like the Gurkha Real shipped to you every month in a Cigar Dave Officers Club pouch. So the Gurkha Real, my cigar selection today.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Self-sharpening double-edged stainless, massive stainless steel guillotine ready for action. And guillotine, French, when you think about it. Marie Antoinette, we're making Celine feel right at home today.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Well, we call this the welder's torch because literally this thing flies out about 4 feet. This is a giant, almost feels like a .357 Magnum in your hand. Big tank, that's what I would use today for litation.
Cigar pre-litation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
All right, here comes the cut. Perfect. I will now toast the foot of this beautiful Gurkha Real, taking my time. Sommelier Dave, please be on standby because you know what is coming up next. As I stare at about 20 different champagnes and sparkling wines and the ingredients necessary for fantastic champagne and sparkling wine cocktails, let me puff and rotate. Great draw, little subtle sweetness, creaminess. Great, great taste. Absolutely magnificent. Sommelier Dave, stand by, please.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer. Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
Sommelier Dave, first up in our Happy New Year champagne and sparkling wine tasting maneuvers lineup is the Corbel Blanc de Noir.
Yes, it is. Are you ready?
Ready, and then we'll talk about it. In 3,
beautiful.
2, 1.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year 2020. Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadian Orchestra are accompanying us today. And I have to reminisce as we get ready for a little bit of the bubbly here. First of all, let me say cheers to everyone. Let me get the glasses here. Very good. Happy New Year to all. Happy healthy to all as I take a sip. And Sommelier Dave, I like the little garnish you have.
There you go.
Little raspberry.
Red raspberry.
Now, this Corbel Blanc de Noir, very smooth. Not overly sweet, creamy, very balanced, very pleasant.
Yeah, this goes all the way back to 1882 in Guerneville, California, where three Czechoslovakian brothers started the winery. Then in 1954, Andy Heck purchased it and moved it forward, and then his son Gary took over in 1984. This is a very large production facility, because they do so many different styles, whether it's this Blanc de Noir, Chardonnay, Brut, Extra Dry, the Sweet Cuvée, and all that. Here you have a nice straw yellow appearance. On the palate, you'll get a little bit of red raspberry, strawberry, and it's going to be a nice, delicate finish for it. Goes with a lot of different foods.
Very pleasant to me. This is non-offensive, goes with anything. Suggested retail?
$12. This time of year, you can usually get it less than that.
Very reasonably priced. Princess Debbie, your thoughts on the Corbel Blanc de Noir.
I love this, and I think we are going to be serving it Christmas Day. at my home, David, and get ready for this. It goes with everything. It's just a smooth, beautiful champagne.
Yeah, very pleasant for $12, Honey
yeah.
Bear.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Taking a picture of it. I'll be buying this for New Year's for sure.
And Celine Vipperman, the Canard Duchesne ambassador, joining us today. I know you can't taste anything, and there's a good reason. We'll let you explain.
Well, I'm pregnant, but don't tell anyone. My family doesn't know yet.
Well, they do now. They do now because we are worldwide. Wait, seriously, they don't know yet?
They don't know yet.
In France, they do not know?
They do not know. So, they will know next week.
Oh, you're going to go back to France and you're going to surprise them?
Yes.
They're really going to be surprised.
Yeah.
Well, if they listen to the show, the surprise is spoiled. But so you have a good excuse. However, normally, because you are the Canard Duchesne ambassador, when you are not in family way, as my grandmother would say, Nanny Ida, what champagnes, what do you tend to gravitate towards? What are your favorites?
My favorite champagne.
Style.
That would be that's a really, really big secret for me to keep. But I do drink a lot of champagne. So
what style? Brut, extra? What's your favorite?
I love a brut mm-hmm. non-vintage. I love a champagne that's really fresh, clean, that has that really nice refreshing acidity to it. And like I said earlier, in France, we drink champagne a lot. We consume actually 70% of the champagne production in France.
Really?
Which means we drink champagne with food, without food, New Year's Eve, anniversary, with a reason or without. And the saying is, if you don't have a reason, open the bottle and then you'll find one.
I like
so
that.
That's how we do it.
That's a great quote. Sergeant Steve, notate that, please. Outstanding. And I always say that, light a cigar, pop a bottle of champagne, and you've created a celebration.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And I always keep plenty of champagne, sparkling wine, and our favorite Banffy Rosa Regale at the Pleasure Palace. You never know who's going to come over. And the splits are great because sometimes my mother,
perfect.
Cigar mother, loves the little Prosecco splits or the little champagne splits. In fact, I brought one of the ones that I had left over when she was here for Thanksgiving, and she enjoys that. You can have it at dinner. You can have it at lunch. It's a very, I think it's very elegant to have a glass of champagne or sparkling wine during the day at lunch.
Absolutely.
Forget the 2-10 martini lunch. Have a 2 champagne or sparkling wine glass lunch.
There's
nothing wrong with that.
I've always felt that when you drink champagne, you get a different inebriation. You get more high than you get drunk.
Okay.
I love having
it's
that high
feeling. The magic
feeling.
Of champagne.
It is. It's wonderful.
Especially with the harem. They are drunk on pleasure. Believe me, when they come over to the Pleasure Palace. All right, so we've got the Corbel Blanc de Noir. And next up, Sommelier Dave, what do we have? We've got a very interesting bottle in front of us. This is a vintage, I believe, 2008.
Yeah, it's a 2008. It's Champagne Delamotte. It was started back in the 1760s out of the Côte de Blanc area. And to what Celine had said, it's all about terroir. This terroir draws a rich balance from the powerful Chardonnay.
And where is this from?
Champagne.
Oh,
France.
So it's France.
Yeah.
It is France. Okay. I thought for a second it was California.
No.
But it is French champagne, 100% legal.
So,
Sommelier Dave in 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year.
And a Happy New Year once again. This reminds me, listening to Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadians, Princess Debbie. As a kid, my sister Lynn and I would go to my grandparents, Cigar Abe and Cigar Ida's house. My parents would be out, and we'd be watching on their Zenith television with Space Age remote control, the CBS Station 4, as my grandmother would say. It was Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadians New Year's show on CBS. And I'll never forget, everybody there looked old. They had the cat-eye glasses, the honey, what is it, the like the
beehive bouffants.
And everybody looked old. There were people that were 30 years old. They looked like they were 80. Every single person on the show, everybody had tuxedos. It was from the Waldorf Astoria Grand Ballroom. That was long before Dick Clark. And when Dick Clark came in, then he went for a younger set. And then Dick didn't know when to leave. They finally had to put him in a home and say, Dick, it's over. And that's exactly what they did. But it's different today, I think, than when it was back then. It was just I think today people do not go out the way they did back then, dress up with the tuxedos. And I think a lot of that is also the drinking and driving laws. And you don't want to be out on amateur night. You'd rather be home, cook a steak, have a cigar, be with friends. It's a much better way to do it.
I agree with you there about the drinking and driving. But with the innovation of Uber, you can now go out and enjoy
That's
yourself
true.
And then get home safely. So I suggest that for a lot of people because there's nothing like being out with friends in a ballroom dancing.
Well,
I think it's great.
Well, there's nothing like being in the Pleasure Palace with 32 dames in the harem dancing around me. Well, let me just say this. I like going out to dinner. Normally, we'll go out, get some friends. We'll go to a Chinese restaurant or a steakhouse, whatever, although I still make the best steaks at home, the Pleasure Palace Grill. But you go out, get back home by about 10, 10:30, wait until, you know, you watch the New Year's show, the ball goes down, Happy New Year, and then that's it. I'm done. I don't think it's as big. It used to be, I remember as a kid going 2, 3, 4 in the morning. No interest anymore. I think today I enjoy, and I know many of the alphas and lieutenants that listen because I get their emails and their texts and so on for social media, they enjoy getting a group of people together, chipping in, getting 5, 6 different champagnes or sparkling wines, throwing some steaks. You can have a cigar. That's really, I think, today, especially with the difficulty in being able to enjoy a cigar anywhere, it's just people would rather make a big party of it at home. What do you think, Honey Bear?
Listen, this is delicious.
I haven't had it yet, but we're talking about what do you think about
partying
on New Year's Eve?
Well, here's the deal. Uber, yes, number one. Partying on New Year's Eve, I've been at house parties for the past couple of years, but this year I have chosen to go out with Princess Debbie, and we're going to get dolled up. And we're going to go have a great time.
You're going to the club.
We are. And we're going to order some nice champagne.
At the club and the VIP, baby.
That's it.
In the VIP. What club are you going to?
It is time. We're going to a local place here in Tampa called Sacred Pepper.
Oh, I know where Sacred Pepper, sure.
We're going to have a nice dinner and go to the bar and have some delicious champagne and make it safe. And we'll get home by Uber and it'll be a really nice time. What do you think?
We're trying to entice Cigar Dave to come with us. Bye.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethecultures.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
2020 Champagne and Sparkling Wine Tasting Maneuvers today, front and center from the Davidoff of Geneva Store Lounge in the Cigar City.
You need to add some alpha to your Facebook newsfeed. By following The General, you'll get the latest intel in the world of cigars, info on the show each week, and see what The General is smoking. Click like at facebook.com/CigarDave.
As we wrap up 2019, we have had a magnificent year of Cigar Dave Officers Club selections, and we wrap up 2019 with a fantastic new cigar for December 2019. It is the Gurkha Real, introduced to rave reviews at the Premium Cigar Association Convention in late June, and shipped to retailers a few months ago. The Gurkha Real is the perfect any time of day cigar. Mild to medium in body, Gurkha Real delivers a nice, creamy, consistent, smooth taste, delightful notes of subtle sweetness, a cigar that you can enjoy anytime, any day. The Gurkha Real, the December 2019 Officers Club selection. For 2020, we've got fantastic cigars lined up. Become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club right now. $22.95 per month gets you fantastic cigars, three per month. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, and join. You will love the cigars.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. If you're a beginner, or if you just enjoy a great mild cigar like I do in the morning, I suggest you try the Vintage 99. This 7-year-old Connecticut wrapper delivers a creamy, mild, smooth flavor. It's very, very balanced on your palate, and it absolutely is delightful. Tons of flavor, a perfect draw, and an incredible ash. This cigar is smooth. It will entice you to enjoying more and more of the Vintage 99s. It's just a nice, great, balanced, smooth cigar. Look for it, the oldest Connecticut shape in the market today. I'm Rocky Patel, and I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancer and heart disease.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2. Let's face it. Your bourgeois neighbors might not know a bottle of good bubbly from a bottle of Muscatel. It's Cigar Dave's Happy New Year's champagne and sparkling wine tasting maneuvers. Sit back and relax as the General gives you the intel you need to ring in the new year properly, with savviness, sophistication, and class. Good God, I'm so foo-foo I can hardly stand myself.
But I can't argue with Voice Talonette. He's right. Everything he said to describe me is correct. And we are here to guide you on Happy New Year's champagne and sparkling wine tasting maneuvers. We have, as always, Sommelier Dave. We've got Princess Debbie and Honey Bear Kim in charge of our libationary maneuvers. And we've got a special guest, Celine Vipperman, the Canard Duchesne ambassador, all the way from the Champagne region of France. And Celine, we welcome you, adding a great addition to our champagne and sparkling wine tasting maneuvers today.
Thank you for having me.
It is a delight. And we're next hour, you've selected five Canard Duchesne special champagnes that we're going to be tasting, and I cannot wait to get to that. But first up, Princess Debbie, let's start with a special champagne and sparkling wine-related libation.
Of course, General. So this is our five-star salute. Of course, we have to start off with a five-star salute for the General. And this is in honor of the General's Abe.
My grandfather's cigar Abe. That's
absolutely
right.
So we are going to do champagne, a splash of Crown Royal, and in Abe's memory, we absolutely have to stir with a middle finger and
enjoy. Well,
the index finger.
He used the middle finger, just a finger. There
he
you go.
He
didn't use a stir. He just put his little finger or his pinky in there, and away we go.
And this is fabulous.
Okay.
This is Alpha Male because this has Crown Royal with champagne.
Just a little bit of Crown.
Right.
A little Crown Royal just to give it a little bit of that Canadian whiskey taste. It's subtle. Don't want it too much, but it's nice. Cigar Abe would approve.
Thank you,
General. And he'd enjoy the cigar I'm enjoying. Very similar taste profile, the Gurkariel, to the gold labels that were made here in Tampa that he so enjoyed. Super premium cigar back in the day. So very nice. Somani Dave, next up, the Charles Heidsieck Brut. Tell me about Heidsieck.
Heidsieck, it's the smallest of the Grand Marquis champagne houses in France. It's best known for their vintage on non-vintage cuvées.
Best known for their vintage
and non-vintage cuvées.
Celine, tell me the difference between a vintage and a non-vintage cuvée, please.
So a vintage cuvée would be coming from the harvest of one specific year. So it's a 2008.
This is not a vintage. The last one we just had was a 2008.
So it basically means only the grapes that were harvested in that specific year make it to the blend of that cuvée.
Because the grapes produced that year were exceptional?
Absolutely, exceptional. So it's up to the house to decide if it's a great vintage and to declare a vintage. But, of course, like any other region of France, there are vintages that are great for every single house.
Gotcha. Sommelier Dave in 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year.
Bonne année.
Bonne année. Very good.
We learned a new one today.
Standing. So the Charles Heidsieck Brut is French.
Yes.
And as I look at this, it's a very pale
straw color.
Cheers. I'm getting on the nose. I'm getting
some apple.
A little fruitiness, a little citrus.
Yeah. It's going to be dry on the palate. They're using 40% of their reserve wine, and it gives it a lush note of praline and vanilla.
I'm not tasting the praline, but I'm tasting a little bit of almost sourness. So you have a sweet tart in the very back of the
palate. That apple.
Yeah,
it's like a green apple.
Almost a little sourness. Let me take another sip here.
Pucker up.
What'd you think?
I feel like Honey Bear is saying this is the best I've had.
Really?
As we have been sitting here. Very, very light, in my opinion. But when I swallow it, it's just a really nice flavor. Easy. What do you think, Princess?
A little bit of fruitiness. Princess?
Oh, I love it. Pucker up, buttercup.
Pucker up, buttercup.
And crisp, right? Very crisp.
It is crisp. Good word.
Delicious. Very,
Honey
very
Bear.
Delicious.
Good word.
Crisp.
Very good. Did you stay all night thinking about the adjectives you're going to be using today?
I seriously did.
That's good.
That's why
good.
I'm here.
Preparation.
That's why you have me every
year. Five-star general likes, appreciates the preparation you have put into
That's
it.
That's what I'm saying.
You're looking at about $60 a bottle.
So this is definitely, no wonder Debbie and Honey Bear like it. A little bit more expensive. Whoops, hang on.
Not about the new year. We celebrate life. So when I am out with Princess Debbie, we enjoy champagne. We really do, or sparkling wine, whatever it is, but we enjoy it.
Fantastic. Well, hour one of our Happy New Year 2020 champagne and sparkling wine tasting maneuvers now in the annals of history. Tick tock, tick tock. The seconds are winding down on 2019 as we await 2020. We'll continue with Sommelier Dave, Princess Debbie, Honey Bear Kim, and Celine Vipperman, the Canard Duchesne Ambassador. And when we come back in the next hour, many more champagnes and sparkling wines. We're going to hit Italy. We're going to hit California, some various cocktails, and five vertical tastings of the Canard Duchesne House of Champagne. Hour two of the Cigar Dave Show comes your way next. Cheers.
Autumn means cooler weather and a whole new to-do list for homeowners.
Absolute Chimney and Deck Cleaning offers high-quality power cleanings with video inspection on all chimney, dryer vent, and deck cleanings. Absolute Chimney and Deck Cleaning provides professional high-end service at a mid-range price. And as we enter the holiday season, we would like to give a special thank you to our veterans and active duty military for your dedicated service. Call Absolute Chimney and Deck Cleaning at 921-4237. That's 921-4237.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Are dead after a twin-engine plane crash-landed shortly after takeoff from Lafayette Regional Airport in Louisiana this morning. Only one passenger aboard the Piper Cheyenne survived the crash, was taken to the hospital. Three others on the ground also injured and taken in for treatment. Meanwhile, a convenience store chain facing lawsuits.
The Wawa convenience store chain is facing a wave of lawsuits over a data breach that affected its 850 locations along the East Coast. Pennsylvania-based Wawa says it discovered the malware on its payment processing service this month before stopping the breach December 12th. Wawa officials believe the malware had been collecting card numbers, customer names, and other data since as early as March. The Philadelphia Inquirer reported Friday that at least six lawsuits seeking class action status have been filed in federal court in Philadelphia. A Wawa spokesman declined to comment on the pending litigation. Keith Peters reporting.
A truck bomb exploded at a busy security checkpoint in Somalia's capital this morning, killing at least 79 people and injuring 125 others, the worst attack in Mogadishu since 2017. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Ashton Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Nigeria's government Friday condemned extremists linked to the Islamic State group after a video circulated of 11 hostages, most of them Christians, being executed, presumably on Christmas Day.
President Muhammadu Buhari said in a statement he was profoundly saddened and shocked by the death of innocent hostages in the hands of remorseless, godless, callous gangs of mass murderers that have given Islam a bad name through their atrocities, unquote. The group, which calls itself the Islamic State West Africa Province, said the captives were executed as revenge for the killing of Islamic State group leaders in Iraq and Syria in October. Patrick Frost reporting.
Dozens of Lebanese protesters held a brief sit-in inside a bank in Beirut and another in the country's south on Saturday, part of their focus on banking policies that they're complaining that are inefficient and corrupt in that country. Breaking news and analysis, both at townhall.com. Mass killings in the U.S. hit a new high in 2019. 33 of the record 41 were shootings.
I will come to you in the silence.
One of the many tragedies took place in Virginia Beach, where 12 people were killed in a workplace shooting. Bobby Dyer is the mayor there.
This is a nightmare that nobody ever wants to live.
22 people lost their lives in August at a Walmart in El Paso. Governor Greg Abbott spoke at a memorial service.
We know this evil will not overcome us.
Very shortly after that, there was shock in Dayton, where 9 people were gunned down, which led frustrated protesters to tell politicians,
"Do something! Do something! Do something!"
I'm Shelley Adler.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at reddingrancheria.com.
World of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
It is tradition as the year has wound down, new year arriving, that we ring it in style. And how do we do that every year on the Cigar Dave Show? With Happy New Year champagne and sparkling wine tasting maneuvers. We guide you. So when you walk into a wine store or a liquor store or your favorite libation retailer and you see a whole slew of champagnes and sparkling wines and you have no idea where to start, you will now. Everything you need to know about champagne and sparkling wine. First hour, we gave you the basics. This hour, we continue with tasting fabulous champagnes and sparkling wines, including a very special 5-bottle vertical tasting from the Canard Duchesne Vineyard in the Champagne region of France with their ambassador, Celine Vipperman, who will join us momentarily. Once again, we welcome you back, hour number 2 of the Cigar Dave Show. Don't forget, go to CigarDave.com, upper right-hand corner. You can follow me on all the various social media platforms, Twitter at Cigar Dave Show, Facebook Cigar Dave, YouTube, Instagram. Instagram is Cigar Dave, right, Sergeant Steve? Thank you very much. So just go to CigarDave.com, and there is a new and improved. I think we're on, what, version 5.0 coming up, Sergeant Steve? Something like that. Very soon, in the next few weeks, we will have a new update to the CigarDave.com website. And make sure that you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for your Android or your iPhone device so you can hear us 24/7, 365, anywhere around the world. And once again, we welcome back Sommelier Dave, Princess Debbie and Honey Bear Kim handling our libations, Celine Vipperman, the Canard Duchesne Ambassador. So, first up, Princess Debbie, we're going to mix champagne and sparkling wine with one of the other spirits that we consume and enjoy on the show, tequila.
Absolutely. This is a hot mixture. Everybody loves tequila, and we're going to mix it with champagne, make it an alpha male, alpha female drink.
All right, we'll say cheers. Interesting.
It is
very
interesting, right?
You get the champagne bubbliness and the sweetness with a little bit of the tequila to give you a little bit of that spirit taste.
I like it.
Yeah, it is nice.
Isn't it good?
Very
yeah.
nice. And as we know, now, did we use, I think we used a Blanco, if I'm not mistaken.
Blanco Blanc.
No, I'm talking about on the tequila.
Yes, a Blanco.
Blanco. So yes. I would try this with a splash of Añejo. I think that would be very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
It would make it a little bit drier. You get more oak, probably more vanilla, though, in the
yeah.
flavor profile.
Very nice.
Very good.
Outstanding. Well, let me bring back Celine Vipperman, the Canard Duchesne Ambassador, special guest all the way from France joining us. So it is a delight to, Celine, have you on. And let's talk, first of all, we briefly talked about the Canard Duchesne Champagne House, 150th anniversary.
Yes.
And for those of our alphas and lieutenants that may not be as familiar with it, but let's talk about some of your brands and some what you're known for, a little bit of background history,
sure.
if you will, of Canard Duchesne.
So let me ask first, how much time do I have?
As long as you
Great.
Need until I cut
Great.
You off.
Great. Great.
You got plenty of time.
So Canard Duchesne was founded in 1868, and like everything else in France, was started with a love story between the two founders, Victor Canard and Léonie Duchesne. He was a barrel maker, she was a grape grower, and 1868 is actually the year they got married, and through their wedding they had everything they needed to launch their own house, which they did. So 151 years later, it's a champagne house that is still family-owned and still located where it was launched, in the village of Lude, in the heart of the Champagne region.
Still family-owned.
It's a not the same family anymore, but still
family.
It's still a family-owned champagne house. And there are not too many houses of champagne that are still family-owned nowadays.
No,
really
you
nice.
See the big conglomerates that have come in and purchased many of the spirit wine champagne houses. And I think that, Simone, Dave, you'd agree with it. There's something still special about the family, just like in the cigar industry where you have families that still own the companies. I think there's something special about that because it's not just a big monolithic corporation. You're dealing with individual people that really care about what goes
yeah,
in the bottle because their name is on it.
It's not about the numbers. It's about the quality. It's their name or their reputation on the line, and a lot of people still in the world are all about quality, and as we'll see right now, your winery, your champagne will prove that out.
And, Celine, I'm looking at the Canard Duchesne website, and there's some great video showing the vineyards. Very, very, just incredible, the look. A very small town
Absolutely.
Feel to it, but very picturesque.
Yes, Champagne region is beautiful, and for your audience, it's really good to know that it's a half an hour train from the Charles de Gaulle Airport. So anyone who lands in Paris and wants to go to Champagne, they could do a round trip same day, not drive, and drink as much champagne as they want. So
only 30 minutes.
Good to know.
Okay, easy. Good to know.
Come see us.
Very good. Now, let's talk about, when we talk about the Canard Duchesne, still family-owned.
Yes.
And so give us in terms of size, in terms of the production relative to other companies.
What's really interesting to know with Canard Duchesne is that it's a family-owned house, but with a fairly important production. The reason being, Canard Duchesne is the number one house of champagne consumed in France.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
To give you a number, we open one bottle of Canard Duchesne champagne every 15 seconds in France.
One every 15
yes, that's
seconds.
That's how much we drink and love champagne.
Simone, Dave, you got to get cracking here, man. We need one every 15 you. Seconds. I think we've got enough champagnes in the bullpen ready to do that.
We've got them.
So very famous champagne in France. We started to import it in the U.S. fairly recently. It was in 2012.
Oh, so it is very
so
recent.
So it's still very new to the U.S. market, even though the house has been around for a very long time.
Do you export to other markets as well?
Yes, very much so.
What are your big exporting countries?
UK, Germany, Belgium, We are in 56 different countries in the world.
What percentage of your production stays in France?
Well, like most champagne houses, 70% of it is consumed in France.
70%?
Which means we leave 30% for the rest of the world.
And when you think about the United States, as large a market it is, and just fairly recently that you opened it up 7 years ago, that doesn't leave a lot, really, of production for the rest of the world when you're taking 70%.
For sure.
And it's, I'm sure, growing here in the United States as well.
Absolutely. The U.S. is a really important market for champagne. And people seem to really like it and consume it more and more every year. So it's really exciting.
When Canard Duchesne made the decision to begin exporting to the United States, what was their expectation? Because it is there's a lot of brands that are on shelves, but clearly you have an interesting story with the 150 years of age. You have an interesting story with family-owned. You have an interesting story that 70% is consumed in France. Is that the number one a brand of champagne consumed in France?
The House of Champagne, yeah.
So what were your expectations coming into the United States?
Well, it's always, you know, very big expectation because the U.S. is the number one market in terms of value of champagne. So the consumption of champagne in the U.S. is really important. So any House of Champagne that want to be well-established needs to be present in the U.S. and do well. So expectations are really big, and it's a big market. So it makes.
What are your big markets in the United States?
New York, California, Florida.
Florida.
Absolutely.
Well, I know that Scott Murphy of Opici Distributors, who put us in touch.
Thank you, Scott, again, if you hear us now.
I'm sure he is, through Tommy Diadio here at Davidoff and Corona Cigars. Said, I've got somebody that you've got to have on your show, and that was you, and we're thrilled to have you. So let's talk about the five different champagnes that you have selected today, a vertical tasting of five different from Canard Duchesne.
So the first one we picked is actually very new to the U.S. market, as we only started to import it in August this year.
August.
So it made it to Florida maybe a month or two ago.
Really?
So
very, very,
very new. That's a new addition to the line.
And tell us about this particular.
So this particular champagne is called Canard Duchesne P181.
P181.
Yes. It was named after the plot 181. It's a champagne coming from only 12 hectares of vineyards, which are certified organic by the EcoCert organization. So certified organic vineyards, 12 hectares, so really small production. And it's mostly Chardonnay with Pinot Noir and Pinot Meunier.
I'm getting some incredible aromas on the nose, almost like a maple sweetness, almost like a honey on the palate. Let me say cheers, Sergeant
cheers.
Steve, if you would, with
Sante.
Guy Lombardo. There
Sante.
We go.
So what's also very interesting about this champagne,
delicious,
is that it's an extra brut. So we were talking earlier about different dosage.
Right.
So this is a champagne that has a low dosage. So it's on the much drier side as compared to most champagne houses.
So when we talk about the various dosages, sugar content, the extra brut, less than 6 grams of sugar per liter. But
correct.
I will tell you that this is very smooth. This, to me, has sweetness, and the aroma is incredible. I'm going to take another
step. That shows the quality of the winemaker.
This is very nice.
The winemaker is unbelievable. He's
correct.
Extremely talented. He has been working with the family for the last 30 years. And he doesn't like to pick dosage as a way to make a style of champagne.
Mm-hmm.
So for him, he makes a champagne that's very nice, and he adds dosage to it. He doesn't use the dosage to make something special.
Right.
This is actually an extra brut by accident.
By accident?
Yeah. Everything was tasted blind. He was looking for a very specific style. And when it was time to discover what the blend was, they realized it was extra brut.
Taste to me, nice sweetness, hearty balance, rich. Very complex, and to me, just exceptionally smooth.
Well, it's very
considering
flavorful.
The flavor,
this would
yeah.
go with a lot of nice cuisines.
Very, very,
very impressive.
Because it's non-obtrusive. You could get the flavor profile of whether it's shellfish or whatever, and the wine just perfect.
And what is the suggested retail?
So the suggested retail, that would be a little less than $60, around $57, $58.
Okay, 50, we'll put 58. So very nice. So this is comparable to the in price to the Heidsieck Brut. And to me, the Heidsieck was great. I like this better. This is very, very impressive. This is very nice.
And it's a champagne that has been made for the last 10 years in France that we actually recently, it was a well-kept secret in France. Champagne region is a difficult region to grow organic grapes. So this champagne is really special.
Totally organic.
Totally organic.
Very interesting. And how's the reception been so far being in the United States?
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Doing very well.
Very well.
All right, next up. We're going to go to the Champagne Canard du Chêne Brut. Tell me about
this. Correct. So this is a Brut non-vintage. It's a blend of mostly Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier, and Chardonnay. What's important to know with Canard du Chêne is because of the location we have in Champagne, we are in the heart of the best Pinot Noir vineyards. So this Champagne Brut non-vintage is a blend of 60 different crus or villages. From that region called Montagne de Reims, which is renowned for Pinot Noir vineyards.
So 60 different farms, if you will, comprise
absolutely.
The champagne.
Champagne is always the art of blending. So we blend many different villages or crus, many different years. To give you an idea, this one has about 20 to 25% of reserve wine part of the blend. So what it means is it's a blend of wines that were made several years in a row, put aside, and used in the current cuvée.
And very similar to cigars, where multiple farms from different countries, different areas are used. In fact, you can have in the Dominican Republic, there could be four different farms for the binder and the fillers that are within a few miles of each other, but they produce different tastes.
So
same thing.
Same thing, except it's only one production site, one location where it's made, but the vineyards are located in the different part of Champagne.
Mm. Now, this definitely has more sweetness. More sweetness, but a little bit of tartness on the back of the palate. But this is very nice. Very different taste profile than the P181.
Very. Thank you.
And what is the suggested retail for the Canard du Chêne Brut?
That would be around 38.
38. Now, what is your number one selling champagne?
This one.
This is it. So this would be your flagship.
Yes.
Very nice. Princess, what do you think?
I love it.
A lot of flavor on it.
Very
nice. And dry.
I
love the balance between the acidity, the freshness. It's dry. It's clean.
Yep. Honey Bear?
Welcome to the party. Where have you been?
Where have you been is right.
And again, $38, so very reasonable, sommelier Dave.
Yes, very affordable.
Very nice.
This is very nice.
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit of almost straw, a little of the yeast on the nose. But again,
but it's not real yeasty.
No, it's not. It's not. Flavor profile?
It's really fresh.
Mm. Right,
freshness is really important here.
Fresh, bright.
Citrus notes
on the ballot, little lemon zest going down. Very nice. I'll tell you something. This would go great with a steak.
Sure.
Nice ribeye.
Right.
Pittsburgh style charred would be fantastic. And
balance,
you know, when you think of a
bad
champagne as light, but this would hold up to it, no problem.
Yeah,
great. Very nice.
Great with food, great by itself, perfect for the aperitif.
Now we're going to move, and before you open that up, we want to actually hear the pop. So just wait 1 second, if you will, Celine. Now we move to the Canard du Chêne 2009. So this is a vintage.
Yes, 2009 vintage. So it means only the grapes that were harvested in 2009 made it to the blend. So do you want to hear a big pop or just a champagne kiss?
We want a big pop. We do everything big on the
That's
Cigar Day show in
nature,
the United States.
Against nature, but since you ask, I will.
Okay, perfect.
There you go.
That was big. Happy New Year.
That was big.
That was a big pop.
The bigger the
better.
We're
alphas. We like everything big. I don't want 1 star. I'm a 5-star general.
Exactly.
That's how it works. Fantastic. All right, and this 2009, so I would assume because this was a vintage that they obviously thought that the grape's exceptional.
Yes, very great, very good vintage for the three grapes, actually, Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier, and Chardonnay. This is Pinot Noir and Pinot Meunier based with a little bit of Chardonnay.
Very fruity on the nose. Very nice.
Stands right out. It comes right out and grabs you.
We'll say cheers.
And what's really unique with this champagne is that it was aged on the lees in the cellars for 10 years before it was released.
Major,
gives it that creaminess.
Major creaminess, bubbliness, expansive on the palate.
Yes, that's why.
Princess?
Oh, it's fabulous. Oh, my gosh. It's beautiful. Mm. No, the price point of this?
About $58.
Fabulous. Beautiful.
So this vintage is the same as the P181 in price.
Sure.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Very nice. This would get a five-star selection. No question about it. This gets the General's five-star selection. This is, to me, a very, very, to me, this is a superior champagne in every way. Holds up to any type of food. Just the taste, the aroma. It's a winner all the way.
Yes,
I
agree.
This is a champagne.
Very nice. So the Brut is your number one seller. Mm-hmm. How does this compare? But again, it's got to be limited because once you're out of 2009, you're done.
It's limited and it's very new to the U.S. market. Also, we started to import it at the same time as P181, so a couple of months ago.
Well, Princess Debbie, you brought those little things you put on the top, the caps. I'm taking that one home.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Somebody
but,
Dave.
That's already been capped.
Remember, I'm the five star here.
Absolutely.
I run the show.
Who is the general here now?
Now, this is interesting. Celine, we're going to move to the Canard Duchesne Charles the VII Brut.
Yes.
Named after Chuck. Chuck Seven.
With
C7.
Chuck. With Chuck.
So tell me about this one that we're going to be enjoying.
So this one is a prestige cuvée from Canard Duchesne called Charles VII, named after a French king.
And Charles.
So what's really interesting is that the Kingdom of France was born in the Champagne region because in order to become a king, you had to be crowned in the Cathedral of Reims, the capital of Champagne.
Right.
So there is a lot of connection between the Champagne region and the Kingdom of France. That's why we call Champagne the king of wine and the wine of kings. So this is a prestige cuvée from the house.
It's funny. Budweiser calls themselves the king of beers, but this is very different.
This doesn't
compare. So this is the Canard Duchesne Charles VII Brut.
Yes. It's mostly coming from Grand Cru and Premier Cru vineyards in the Champagne region. So those would be the best vineyards of the region. And it's a blend of 50% Pinot Noir, 50% Chardonnay.
This has almost a perfume-like aroma on the nose. Really incredible.
A very nice complexity.
We will say cheers. All right, take a taste.
You said 50-50 Pinot Chardonnay.
Correct.
So you get the finesse of the Pinot.
Delightful.
With the body of the Chard.
Absolutely.
This has more sweetness. Very round on the palate.
Mm. It fills up your whole palate.
Love this.
It's not. There is no sweetness, but it's really smooth.
Yeah.
And has a really nice mouthfeel to it and freshness, so it feels
it
really easy
that appearance
to drink.
Of being
it does,
sweet.
But to me, I'm getting a sweet on my palate.
It gives
everybody's
you that
palate
appearance,
is different,
yeah.
But I'm definitely getting a sweetness and very smooth. Again, this is like drinking bubbled Chardonnay.
This is
very,
almost
very nice.
Like quaffing wine. You could drink a couple glasses of this before you knew it.
Princess?
Oh, my gosh. So smooth.
Yeah, it is.
This would be great for the palace. I would
the pleasure
like,
palace.
I'd like you to bring it on for
us. Oh, I will.
Okay?
Anything
all
for
right.
you. Honey Bear, what do you think?
I don't even know where to go here. This is so fabulous. I mean, my hat's off to you, Celine. This is
thank
delicious.
You.
Exceptional.
Yes.
Suggested retail.
Suggested retail is about $54.
$54. Wow. Okay, very nice. Very, is this limited?
It's limited.
Very limited. Yeah. Okay, and finally, the Canard Duchesne Rosé.
Canard Duchesne Rosé. So I'm going to open the bottle very slowly the way it should be done.
Perfect.
There you go.
Happy
go.
New Year.
Happy New Year.
We will say cheers to that. We'll pour that in there. Tell me about the rosé.
So the rosé is mostly Pinot Noir based. Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier,
love that
Chardonnay.
Color.
Very nice
love
light
that.
Color.
Pink.
Yeah.
It's produced by adding 7 to 10% of red wine to the blend, which is a very unique way of making rosé, and that is very typical to the Champagne region.
Well, it's the aroma on this, it is like raspberries and blueberries, just very berry-like. I'll say cheers, take a sip. Oh, major expansiveness on the palate, subtle sweetness, incredibly smooth.
The General is always on Twitter, delivering breaking news, giving you the latest intel on cigars, and battling the enemies of pleasure. Chat with the General now at Cigar Dave Show.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Continue to make America great again as we enjoy the good things in life, like champagne. And I'm opening another one now. Don't judge me. Well, at least not for being anything but a clumsy bastard. It's Cigar Dave's Happy New Year champagne and sparkling wine tasting maneuvers. With more tastings, here's the General, Cigar Dave.
Well, leave it to voice telling Ed. He clearly did not listen to the proper way to open champagne to avoid any damage to others and to your surroundings. We are back with Sommelier Dave, Princess Debbie, Honey Bear Kim in charge of our special champagne and sparkling wine libations, and Celine Vipperman from Canard Duchesne, and the ambassador from Canard Duchesne. And Celine, the last champagne that we sampled, the Canard Duchesne Rosé, was just delightful. I'm going to take another sip of it here, but just very unique, very smooth, very tame, very approachable.
Very delicate, has nice fresh fruit aromas to it, but it's not a fruity champagne.
And suggested retail?
Around $45.
$45. So we tried the Canard Duchesne P181, the Brut, the 2009, the Charles VII Brut, the Rosé. Loved the 2009, loved all of them. The 2009 was fantastic, so is the Charles VII. But you can't go wrong with any of these. Honey Bear, what do you think?
Listen, I'm so impressed. I really am. I was just talking with her, and I'm just saying that delicious, crisp, easy on the palate, and if you want to impress when people come to your home for a party, I think this would be the absolute fabulous thing to do. And my husband and I are celebrating 30 years of marriage in 2020. And I just, he's here, and I just took a bunch of pictures, and I said, get a case.
Yeah, 30 years you've been married, huh?
30 years, Dave. Wow. How hard
is
that?
What's the secret? The fact that I see you him at the Mons Venus and the dollhouse once a week?
Okay, you do not.
No, did you say her?
I'm sorry, I wasn't supposed to say that.
No, ma'am, did you say her or him?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, me, but Princess Debbie, but no.
Oh, behave.
I tell my daughter who's 18. She's meeting boys now. She's in college. And I said, here's the secret. If he makes you laugh, if he makes you smile, he's the guy. I married a man who I was never attracted to in the sense of just...
Oh, nice. Hey.
No. Let me finish.
I was never attracted to him, but...
No, across the room.
But he was a comedian, and I knew he was, you know...
Across the room. If you're going to pick someone, right? That's so superficial. But when I met him in my dorm room at Michigan State University, go Spartans, it's been a bad year. But anyway.
So you met him in his dorm room. That was
I
quick.
I did.
Quick.
I did.
Chop, chop. That was easy.
It wasn't quick in that way, Dave.
Okay.
But anyway, he made me laugh. He made me smile. And after months of courting.
Courting.
I have to say that that was the secret. And 30 years later, that's the secret.
You know how to avoid courting?
How?
A good prenuptial agreement.
By the way, Honey Bear would never have a prenup. Never. Because I'm that nice and good.
Uh-huh.
Either would Princess Debbie. I know that.
Gentlemen, always listen to the five-star prenuptial agreement.
I want to hear Princess Debbie's comment on that before we go to the next drink.
Well, okay. I would say for our general... Absolutely a prenup because he has jewels and gems hidden wherever. And for me, not so much. I probably would.
Listen to me, gentlemen. The three most important words before marriage, prenuptial agreement.
Stop it.
Yes.
But I'm still mega. Let's go.
All right. So that was great. So your sense of humor. Well, you don't think the three, I always say, the three most important, I think, what attracts women. Sense of humor. Celine,
absolutely.
French men could be different, but let's... Sense of humor.
Make me
confidence.
Confidence.
Power or perception of power. Those are the three important
and
items.
And someone that makes you just feel good inside. Like when you're out with them, you never, ever, ever feel like, wow, that wasn't nice.
Well, you want an alpha. Gentleman, you want a guy that runs the
show. I love an alpha, by the way. My father is an alpha.
That's right.
I love everything about
him. I should say
him.
Your father's Wayne Fonts, the former head coach of the Detroit Lions.
We had him here 2 years ago.
That's right.
I texted him this morning. He says, hey, tell Dave hi, and I kind of
missed
it.
We always have some fun discussions about football and a lot of laughs, and he loves cigars.
But what he taught me was open doors for a woman, but still be strong. You are always the head of the household, and I know a lot of women are cringing right now, but they can just cringe because I love every minute of that.
No, they're not cringing. The fact is, that's what women want.
That's
they
right.
want a gentleman that opens the doors, opens the car door,
Amen.
That orders, that appreciates a woman, that treats them properly, puts them on a pedestal.
Yes.
The problem is most men are betas. They don't understand how to do that today, and many women are not used to that. They're used to dating losers that don't know how to do that. So when they do find a man that does act like an alpha, chairman of the board type, they're in uncharted territory. They don't know how to react.
And by the way, in this day and age, it's all about empowerment of the woman and the whole thing. And, oh, my gosh, now we're the head of everything. No, we're not. Just let it be equal and then move along and learn how to live with the great man that adores and loves you. How about that?
This is a no Helen Reddy, I'm woman, hear me roar zone. There we go. All right, Sommelier Dave, next up, we're going to go to Italy.
Italy. Da-da-da.
You can never go wrong with an Asti. That's what I say.
No, it's a Moscato grape, and we're going to do this in 3, 2, 1. There you go. Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year. And this particular wine, Sommelier Dave, I don't even know what the
Rosata.
Yes.
Moscato
di
Asti.
What is it? Rosata?
Rosata.
Rosata. Let's see here. The Rosata, I would assume it's going to be
Rosata.
Sweet. Yep. We're talking about $12.
So
again,
very
fruity on the nose.
Sweet.
It's out of the town of Asti. It's the Moscato grape. It's going to be fruity, some effervescence on it.
That is some major, serious sweetness. Not for everybody.
That's why Honey Bear didn't want any.
Honey Bear didn't want any. But when you come from the Canard du Chêne line, which is traditional champagne, and you go to this is a great dessert wine.
Yeah, exactly.
To me,
yeah.
A little dessert wine, a little sweetness is fantastic. But, you know, you should always keep an Asti. It's easy. People that like sweet,
well, you can do
bucks.
It for desserts or even an aperitif if you wanted to. But for dessert, it's nice to have.
Now let's move to the Prosecco. La Marca, very well-known brand. In fact, Cigar Mother loved it. She made me buy the splits when I was out and about. They're very nice. Prosecco is very, very popular. Now that has a twist because it's a little split, has a twist off cap. So there's no sound effect on that.
Okay, it's a 187. So La Marca is one of the most popular brands in the United States. It is everywhere. And again, Prosecco, coming out of the Veneto region of Italy, is a blend of two grapes. It became Glera as the grape.
Now, Prosecco become very popular
yes. The
last few years. Honey Bear?
La Marca, in my opinion, is very popular. And if you can, anywhere you go, they typically will have it. And for the price point, I think it is absolutely delicious. When people come to my house, I make sure that I have it on hand, and I always get compliments.
Yeah, and I think you're looking, if I'm not mistaken, the split, I think, was about $4,
right,
$4 or $5.
The bottle is about $12,
a little bit
like
more
that,
than that,
$13. Well, oh, by the way, we have a place up here in Tampa that sells it for $11.99.
Well,
but at Publix, it's $15.99.
Okay, so you're still, it's very reasonably priced. You can't go wrong. So the La Marca Prosecco, and as I take a sip of that, let me just give you my tasting notes.
It's a lot drier than that Moscato was, but it's really
nice,
flavorful.
Right?
Yeah, it's definitely got some sweetness. A little bit more tame than the Asti.
Oh, the Asti was over the top.
That's like candy.
Right.
A little bit of blackberries or raspberries like Princess Debbie does.
Very nice.
It's delicious.
And a Prosecco any time of day is very nice. Lunch, dinner, you can't go wrong. Keep some splits
around.
You
can do with salads.
With mimosas, too, general.
Now, here's the story. This next one, Sommelier Dave, is called the Presto Prosecco Brut. Now, I want to go through the scientific reasons why I bought this particular Prosecco. And before you open that, Sommelier Dave, let me just show me the bottle one more time. I was at Whole Foods. They had it on sale, $10.99. But the real reason, the technical reason I bought it, again, I did my research, highly technical, is because besides blue, being a Syracuse Orangeman, orange is my second favorite color. It has an orange
label.
I said, that's all the technical analysis I need.
Here we go.
Boom. So I have no idea what this is going to taste like. So we'll give it a try in 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And that's what I tell people. Sometimes just go with it. Who knows? Buy a bottle and see what happens. All right. Now, this has got a very light, pale straw color.
Sure.
It looks nice.
Actually, on the nose, got a little bit of honey. I will say cheers. Not bad.
It's dry. It's a brut,
dry.
Brut style.
Yeah, not bad.
And
it's a little dry. I like it. Hey,
I have to
support the Orangemen. Come on.
This would
people.
Not be my number one choice.
No.
But what do you think, Honey Bear?
I just have to say that orange is my favorite color.
Okay.
And by the way, very light, easy. This would be something if we're going out. and we're going to have a little libation before, I would absolutely serve this. This is fun, and it's easy.
And maybe with a mimosa.
You know, this would be perfect for a mimosa.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right?
Throw some strawberries in there.
You don't need to go, you don't have to, you know, spend $100 for a mimosa champagne.
Right.
Not bad. For $10.99, and I had no idea about it. I just liked the bottle, and that was that. All right, Princess, next up, let's do the Hemingway Spritz. You know why I like this? Because there's a little bit of another libation, a little rum in there. Tell me about it.
There is. Okay. So we are going to do Hemingway Spritz, and it has Bacardi, grapefruit juice, simple syrup, and maraschino liqueur. So it is going to be a little sweeter. But I think it's going to be a great, great holiday blend.
A little sweeter?
Is it a lot
sweeter? A lot
sweeter.
A lot sweeter. But not bad. Oh, and we have?
A cherry on top.
A cherry. Hold on.
You know, it's sweeter, but, I mean, what do you want? Hemingway is
Here's what I would do.
Legend.
I would change that up. A little champagne.
Yeah.
And I would put probably one part rum to three parts champagne. I would cut out the lime juice and the simple syrup. I would put a lime in there instead of a maraschino cherry and give it a shot.
I agree with you, General. That's why you are the General.
Exactly. Let's do one other libation. Let's do the classic Bellini. Tell me about the Bellini.
Of course. So the Bellini is going to be, of course, Prosecco, and then a little white peach puree or any peach puree. And so this is going to appeal to a lot of people. And in Italy, of course, everybody knows about Bellini, and it brought to the United States. And so the Bellini is a light, bright. It could be for brunch. It could be for afternoon. It could be for morning. The Bellini is always a good idea.
It is light, bright, and tight.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Leave reviews at the Premium Cigar Association convention in late June and shipped to retailers a few months ago. The Gurkha Real is the perfect any time of day cigar. Mild to medium in body, Gurkha Real delivers a nice, creamy, consistent, smooth taste, delightful notes of subtle sweetness, a cigar that you can enjoy anytime, any day. The Gurkha Real, the December 2019 Officers Club selection. For 2020, we've got fantastic cigars lined up. Become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club right now. $22.95 per month gets you fantastic cigars, three per month. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, and join. You will love the cigars.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. If you're a beginner, or if you just enjoy a great mild cigar like I do in the morning, I suggest you try the Vintage 99. This 7-year-old Connecticut wrapper delivers a creamy, mild, smooth flavor. It's very, very balanced on your palate, and it absolutely is delightful. Tons of flavor, a perfect draw, and an incredible ash. This cigar is smooth. It will entice you to enjoying more and more of the Vintage 99s. It's just a nice, great, balanced, smooth cigar. Look for it, the oldest Connecticut shape in the market today. I'm Rocky Patel, and I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancer and heart disease.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2. Once again, we say screw the enemies of pleasure as we pop lots of bubbly. It's Cigar Dave's Happy New Year champagne and sparkling wine tasting maneuvers. Just watch where you aim that cork.
You'll put your eye out.
Listen, kid, if you're going to interrupt, you could at least come up with something original.
Again, voice talent Ed must listen to the way to properly open champagne and sparkling wine bottles. But I guarantee you by the end of this show, he knows exactly the correct method of doing it. We are rejoined by Salim Vipperman, the Canard Duchesne ambassador. And Salim, merci beaucoup, Salim, pour votre présence dans l'émission aujourd'hui.
Avec plaisir. Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure indeed. Sommelier Dave, we've got Princess Debbie and Honey Bear Kim. Sommelier Dave, as we wrap things up last segment, we've got the J California Cuvée. J, that's it. Just call it J.
J.
What's the deal with that?
That's the name of the winery, Jay.
Jay.
Yeah.
I guess they couldn't spell past just the letter.
So we 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year. All right. Tell us about the Jay California Cuvée, if you would, Samadhi.
Jay Vineyards is in Sonoma, the Russian River area of Sonoma County. It's known as a cool area for Chardonnay, Pinot Noir to grow. What you're going to get is a really nice dry, full-body wine, maybe hints of pear with a little bit of lime notes on it.
Definite. Very nice, I will say. Cheers.
Straw yellow cut in color.
Straw yellow. Very relatively flat on the nose, but the taste
is phenomenal. So it's $33 a bottle.
I'm getting some citrus. I'm getting some lemon. Pear. Some not a lot of sweetness.
No, it's
but
dry.
Just a creaminess that just over invades the palate. Very nice. Honey Bear?
I agree 100%. Creamy and very, very light. Delicious.
Yeah, it's very, very good. Yeah. Now, who wouldn't love this, right? It's not too sweet, not too dry. It's just perfect.
That would be perfect.
This is nice.
To make our Harem Highball version 3.0 with.
Yes,
which,
it will.
Which is Debbie.
Oh, my gosh. This would be great for the Alpha Teeny. Fabulous. We'll put a little Woodford Reserve in.
Actually, put it right in there.
It would be
phenomenal. We're going to use the Woodford Reserve Corona Cigar Single Barrel. And I'll do the old Cigar Abe method with the finger.
There you go.
That'll work. We'll say cheers.
Fabulous.
Yes, love you.
That is nice.
It is good.
It adds just a little bit of that bourbony wood flavor to it. Just a little. You just need a drop.
The sparkling wine itself was not obtrusive. It was fairly neutral.
Right. And this could appeal to men and women.
Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
It's a beautiful drink.
If you don't want, you know how you tame some of that very sweet Osti? You put a little bit of a single barrel bourbon, and that really balances it out.
Sure.
Very nice. Next up. Somani Dave, a new release from Korbel, their Korbel Sweet Cuvée from the People's Republic of California.
California on a 3, 2, 1.
Yay!
Yeah, it's fantastic, Korbel, of this nation, that nature. It's fantastic. Now, Somani Dave, as you know, we've always enjoyed you introduced me to it, the Rosa Regale
Burchetta d'Aqui,
which, as you call it, is the panty dropper. Always have some for the dames.
Yeah. But
this may be very similar. We'll say cheers on that. All right, take a taste.
Got to try this. This is brand new. It's going to have a bright rosé
color. This is
nice.
This is very much like the Rosa Regale.
Yes,
there you go.
Yeah.
Very nice. Sweet.
Semi-sweet.
Maybe not quite as sweet as Rosa Regale. Do you think?
No, it's not.
Well, that was the bruschetta grape. It's a totally different. You're looking at...
This has nice notes of balanced notes of sweetness.
Yes.
Fruity on the palate.
Medium-bodied.
Medium-bodied. Just right.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, this is a five-star selection.
It's
no question about it.
Right.
Very
beautiful.
Nice.
This does rival the Burchetta d'Aqui.
It does.
This nice?
It does.
This is brand new from Korbel.
Brand new.
And Somani Dave, we talked about Korbel. They've got, they're between $12 and $18.
Yeah, right now you can get them around $10 a bottle, depending on where you are through the end of the year.
Very nice.
Absolutely. Five-star selection all the way. And, Princess, Honey Bear, your favorite to end things with, the Veuve Clicquot. And let me tell you about the Veuve Clicquot.
Are we 3-2-1-ing this?
Not yet. Veuve Clicquot, based in, is it Reims?
Reims. But you can say Reims.
No, Reims, France. Founded in 1772 by Philippe Clicquot. His wife, Madame Clicquot, Widow Clicquot, took over. In 1818, she invented the first known blended rosé champagne by blending still red and white champagne wines, still used today by the majority of champagne producers. Goes back to the Napoleonic Wars. 247 years of age is the house. And Veuve Clicquot, very well known. And Celine, even you would say very well known,
very well
in France too. In France too. So, Sommelier Dave, in 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year! All right. Let's pour that in there. Oh, Honey Bear wants the whole damn bottle.
Oh, my God. Give us a straw.
Take some of that, Debbie. We're all going to do a little quick cheers. Even Celine's going to have just a little. She'll spit it out just to get the taste. All right. And let us say cheers. Cheers. Cheers to everybody. Happy New Year for everybody.
Happy New Year.
We'll take a step.
Happy New Year.
Outstanding.
Oh, my God, that is
very
balanced.
Nice.
You know what will make that better? A Hershey's New Year's kiss. So put in a splash of chocolate liqueur and a Hershey's kiss, and guess what?
You got Happy New
Great
Year.
Great way to end the show. I want to thank Celine Vipperman, Canard Duchesne Ambassador. I hope you'll join us again.
Thank you so much for having me. Anytime I can, I will.
Honor and pleasure to have you. Honey Bear Kim, Princess Debbie, Somalia,
so
Dave, as always,
General,
many
always
thanks.
My pleasure.
Happy New Year
to all. Cigar Dave, the General, saying, May your cutter always be sharp. May your ash be extra, extra long. Happy New Year to all, and to all a great
20. Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrip. It's the economy for President Trump as he accelerates his 2020 election bid.
If recent tweets are any indication, the president plans to continue touting the strength of the U.S. economy in his bid to win re-election. A few days ago, he tweeted that the NASDAQ has grown 72% since his election victory in 2016, while the Dow is up 56%. Last month, the jobs report exceeded expectations, and the national unemployment rate is at a 50-year low. Mr. Trump hopes a robust economy will be on the minds of voters come Election Day. Greg Clugston, Washington.
New York City is increasing its police presence in some Brooklyn neighborhoods with large Jewish populations after a string of possibly anti-Semitic attacks during the Hanukkah holiday. Besides making officers more visible in Borough Park, Crown Heights, and Williamsburg, police will boost visits to houses of worship and some other places. Around the city, police have gotten at least 6 reports this week, and 8 since December 13th, of attacks possibly propelled by anti-Jewish bias. A truck bomb explosion at a busy intersection, a busy security checkpoint in Somalia's capital, killed at least 79 people.
It was one of the deadliest attacks in Mogadishu in recent memory. The toll was likely to rise as scores of people were rushed to hospitals. University students were among those killed. Police said the dead also included 2 Turkish nationals. Officials said the blast targeted a tax collection center during the morning rush hour as Somalia returned to work after its weekend. Images from the scene showed the mangled frames of vehicles and bodies lying on the ground. There is no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast. The Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab often carries out such attacks. I'm Zaria Shakili.
New York City, this is SRN.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
The Year in Review. Today we look at Jeremy House's top domestic stories of the year.
2019 was notable for the number of cyber attacks that occurred, including Facebook admitting to storing plain text passwords for millions of Instagram users. Also, a hacker breached Capital One, from where she stole the records of 100 million users. From Georgia to California, the number of school shootings averaged about 1 per week. Of those, more than 30 of them were at facilities serving kindergarten through 12th grade. There were two Category 5 storms in one hurricane season. Dorian's destruction was slow and torturous as the storm hovered over the Bahamas for more than a day, leaving dozens dead and destroying thousands of homes. Another storm, Lorenzo, would become the easternmost Category 5 Atlantic hurricane on record when it raced toward Ireland and the United Kingdom.
On Sunday, George Bonzani reports on the top international stories. News and analysis at townhall.com. An Illinois man who made more than 27,000 crosses to commemorate victims of mass shootings across the country is retiring.
Greg Zadis came to realize after 23 years his Crosses for Losses ministry was beginning to take a personal and financial toll on him. I had a breaking point in El Paso, he said, referring to the mass shooting outside of a Walmart in El Paso, Texas. I hadn't slept for 2 days. Zadis has set up crosses after the school shootings at Columbine, Sandy Hook, and Parkland. He also placed crosses after the Las Vegas Music Festival shooting and the Orlando nightclub shooting. Patrick Frost reporting.
Navy's proposing construction cutbacks of destroyers and accelerated retirements of cruisers that would delay or sink the Navy's goal of a large fleet. The proposed cost-cutting comes as the Navy works to modernize its ballistic missile submarine fleet, replacing the current Ohio-class subs with new Columbia-class. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
News Radio Studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show coming your way. I am Brian Kilmeade. Jonathan Swan's just getting out of the shower. He's going to be with us shortly from Axios. And at the bottom of the hour, Admiral James Stavridis. You know, he used to run NATO. That's just about all. And just has a great book out called Sailing True North. We have a lot to discuss today. Nothing has slowed down, especially on impeachment. The intrigue gets greater. On the Horowitz investigation, the Durham investigation, so does the intrigue grow as well. And we just don't know where we're going with this next election. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three. The mayor just recently had a fundraiser that was held in a wine cave. Billionaires in wine caves should not pick the next president.
I am literally the only person on this stage who's not a millionaire or a billionaire.
Right. That is Mayor Pete and Senator Elizabeth Warren. 2020, the debate no one saw seems to have benefited Biden the most, but it could be because he talked the least. Meanwhile, Mayor Pete gets support from a member of the Hollywood elite.
Number two.
Accountability will only be successful if somebody gets fired, and I'm looking at Christopher Wray to fire somebody at the FBI, and somebody needs to go to jail, and I'm looking at Durham to hold people criminally accountable for the laws they broke.
Very interesting. The Horowitz FISA horror show. Bull Durham focusing on a bigger story like what the role the CIA played, and John Brennan in particular. They want his emails.
Number one.
These articles of impeachment that they actually voted on were really an admission of failure. This was, at the end of the day, a political response because Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats hate the president.
I think they've gone too far. For goodness sakes, that is not what the Constitution envisioned.
That is a little of the wrestling that took place on the Sunday shows. Impeachment delay. What does Pelosi have up her sleeve in refusing to hand over the articles of impeachment to the Senate? I'll share my view as both sides scratch their heads. And let's bring in Jonathan Swan. Hey, Jonathan.
Brian, how are you?
Great. You could not have predicted the delay after the impeachment articles are passed, did you?
No, I didn't. That was definitely a curveball that I did not see coming.
So what do you think, you know, we know how astute Nancy Pelosi is. Even her enemies would have to acknowledge that. So she waiting? Does she know more evidence is coming?
I don't believe so. And I don't pretend to have some sort of Gnostic wisdom into her thinking here. It's very clear to me that she believes that she has some amount of leverage. I just don't think that that squares with reality. Mitch McConnell has, I just don't see how this bends him in any way, shape or form. He's already made very clear he's committed to shepherding this through the Senate pretty quickly. I'm a bit of at a loss to see where she thinks her political leverage lies.
So we know in Michigan and Wisconsin, impeachment's upside down. It benefits the president. Nationally, it's basically on party lines. He's got an approval rating that went from 41 to 45% over the last 3 months. So I don't really think he's in a bad place after impeachment, which shows really that the American people aren't paying nearly as much attention as they did in 98. Can you ascertain the same thing?
I don't know that it's paying attention. I think it's what the difference with 98 is partisanship has just hardened so much. And the numbers just really haven't moved. There was the initial bump after Nancy Pelosi announced the impeachment inquiry, and you saw a little bit of a spike in support for impeachment. And then the numbers settled and hardened, and you're now in a position where Democrats overwhelmingly, upwards of 80% of Democrats support impeachment and removal, and, you know, barely any Republicans do. And you've got about half the country that wants to impeach him, and you've got about a number that roughly matches his approval rating of people who don't want it. And the difference with, well, you know, Nixon's a good example, where Nixon, you know, won his second term with huge popularity and support nationally, a popularity that Trump has never enjoyed. I think it was something like a 70% approval rating.
49 states to one.
Right. Trump has something Nixon didn't, which is Trump has this immovable support. It has proven extraordinarily resilient through all of, you know, everything. I was in Michigan last week traveling with the vice president. I went to a Trump rally. And, of course, that's the most intense Trump support when you go to a Trump rally. But you just look at that number, that approval rating you mentioned, 45, sometimes it's 43, sometimes it's 42. But it's really unshakable. And that's what Trump has. And what he also has, which Clinton did have a different scenario, but Nixon certainly didn't have, is total unity, 100% unity within the Republican Party. I mean, when this whole thing started, if you told me that he would have lost zero Republicans in the House, that would have surprised me. I would have thought a handful, you know, people like Will Hurd. But no, zero House Republicans.
With 20 retirements, Jonathan. He's got no leverage over him. 20 retirements.
That's what I mean. No, truly. Like, I was surprised. I wasn't surprised by the vote. It was pretty clear to me after that vote on the Democratic plan, you know, procedure where there was zero, that things were looking good for the president. But when Pelosi announced the inquiry and it spiked, if you had told me that literally zero House Republicans defected, I would have said, that's pretty amazing.
So you had an interview with John Bolton. No one else had. You have it with Axios. And amongst the topics that make news is his feeling about the president's approach to North Korea. What does he tell you?
John Bolton feels very, very strongly that President Trump has taken the wrong approach to North Korea. And he used the sharpest language that he had since September when he left the White House. He said that the president, the administration doesn't really mean it in his judgment when they say it's unacceptable for North Korea to have nuclear weapons. Because in Bolton's judgment, if they did mean it, they would be pursuing a different course. He thinks that they're not really doing maximum pressure. There's much more they could be doing, using the Navy to intercept ship-to-ship oil transfers at sea and other economic efforts. He also says that when President Trump says he's not bothered about the short-range ballistic missiles that Kim Jong-un has been firing off this year, that really that's a bad signal to Japan and South Korea, because and the U.S. troops on the border of North and South Korea, because those missiles directly threaten all three of those people.
Was that one of the things was that a precondition of the interview, that you focus on North Korea?
Oh, the interview was entirely about North Korea. I mean, John Bolton is not talking about... So I've been pushing them to do this interview. I know that this is something that was on his mind. I've been pushing them for a while. He also did an interview with NPR on Thursday where he wasn't quite as sharp. But if you listen to that interview, you know, Steve Inskeep, I think it was, tried four or five different ways to get him to talk about impeachment, and he just flat out refused because he's got this legal case. But my interview was entirely about North Korea, and I've been pushing for it for a while.
So here's what he said to NPR, Cut 22.
Ambassador, is it possible to get a North Korea nuclear deal that is worth having at all?
I don't believe so, because I don't think North Korea will ever voluntarily give up nuclear weapons. It's been the pattern as we've watched it for over three decades now. The North Koreans are very happy to declare that they're going to give up their nuclear weapons program, particularly when it's in exchange for tangible economic benefits, but they never get around to doing it. And I think the inescapable conclusion is they're happy to sell that same bridge over and over again. But there's no serious chance they will ever voluntarily give it up.
So that's pretty much the tone he had. I remember when he walked away, when the president walked away in Singapore, in Vietnam, he basically said when he walked away, he said that was his proud, he thought he was never been prouder of the president from doing that.
Yeah, I remember that well. What's happened since then is that North Korea has fired off a number of these short-range missiles. And if you remember, President Trump said, some of my people are bothered by this, but I'm not bothered by it. Well, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that the people that the president was referencing include John Bolton. So this was John Bolton speaking out very directly about that. And the context is important, too, because Kim Jong-un, it was actually through spokespeople, but they have said that North Korea has set this deadline of December 31st for the U.S. to make more concessions, to ease up on sanctions, and they've threatened what they're calling a Christmas gift. We don't know what that is, and, you know, people in the U.S. intelligence community expect that it's some sort of demonstration of the advancements that they've made over the past year in their weapons program. Because you have to remember, just because they haven't been doing tests of intercontinental range ballistic missiles doesn't mean they've frozen their nuclear program. In fact, the Nagasaki University collated research from analysts all around the world, and the low range of the estimates is that Kim Jong-un now has as many as 30 nuclear warheads. That's up from about 20 in the same study the previous year. So they're still developing. And, you know, it did seem like we were on a course towards peace, maybe, or at least something approaching that. But this could turn in the other direction very quickly, because President Trump does not like, I don't believe he will be happy if Kim Jong-un explicitly goes against, you know, what President Trump has been saying
Well, it'll go from, hey, at least rockets aren't shooting off, we're talking, to we're not talking, right, and rockets are going off, and it can no longer say, right, that his approach is working, no question about it. But in the big, right, picture, Jonathan, are you surprised that as we look at this economy right now, we were talking, last time we spoke, we looked like we're heading to a recession. Now the economy's on somewhat of a roll. They have actually agreed on spending. They've agreed on maybe the phase one is a couple of weeks away from being signed with China. And the USMCA is probably going to be signed in the middle of January. And the market's up again at an all-time high, as well as wages. This is going to be a strong economy the president has to run on.
It's a very strong economy. It's been strong, really, the whole time he's been president. Yes, there were people who were writing about the yield curve and other things like that, but the fundamentals have been very, very strong since then. And based on history, an incumbent president with this sort of an economy, you'd be pretty foolish to bet against them at the polls in their re-election. I mean, you know, incumbents do well every time. It's very difficult to beat an incumbent president. It's extremely difficult to beat an incumbent president with this economy.
All right. Hey, Jonathan, real quick, you've had a big year, right?
Somewhat.
Did you get married this year?
I got married.
Yeah. You're on Italian TV show. You got married. We watch on HBO. Yeah. It's a, sure, I'm I have to pay up for it. You're a grown
I'm
up
a
now.
Grown up. Yeah.
Right. So, and Axios
like
had a great year?
Like the year I had. Feels like the year I had my bar mitzvah, Brian. You know?
I don't remember that. I was not invited.
I'm a man now.
You are finally a man. No, but it's congratulations on all your success, and I love Bree, especially on Sundays.
Man. I appreciate it. Thanks, Brian.
Jonathan Swan, thanks so much. Jonathan Swan gets to sit down with John Bolton that everybody else wanted. He got it. Meanwhile, next, your phone calls, 1-866-408-7669. We're going to go off the. We're going to go talk about the Horowitz report. What is next as they pursue the Durham investigation and so much more. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Call for Health. Millions of women dye their hair, and many women wonder if the chemicals in the hair dye are safe. A new study will add to that concern. The study in the International Journal of Cancer finds a relationship between women who regularly use permanent hair dye and an increased risk of breast cancer. The results of the study differed depending on race. The risk for African-American women was highest, up to 60%, and dark hair dye posed a higher risk than lighter colors. The study did not find that hair dyes cause cancer, but it did find a connection. Medical experts reviewing the study point out that all of the women who were recruited to take part had a close relative with breast cancer, and so that could have influenced the results. The Institute of Cancer Research says it's too early to make a recommendation based on this study and that more research is needed. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, Elisa Brady, Fox News.
In radio, you're with Brian Kilmeade.
So far, Senator McConnell and President Trump have come up with no good reason why there shouldn't be witnesses, why there shouldn't be documents. We don't know what the witnesses will say. We don't know what the documents, how the documents will read. They might exonerate President Trump, or they might further incriminate him. Mitch McConnell has said he's proud to be a partial juror. He won't. We hold up. Every senator has to uphold an oath to render impartial justice, and he said he's proud to be partial. That says it all.
Yeah, that says it all. Senator Schumer, no kidding, he's partial. What do you want Mitch McConnell to say? I don't know. Remind me, is the president Republican or Democrat? This is how Mitch McConnell answered that very soundbite from Chuck Schumer today. He was on Fox and Friends an hour ago.
Well, first on the impartiality issue, do you think Chuck Schumer's impartial? Do you think Elizabeth Warren is impartial?
No.
Bernie Sanders is impartial? So let's quit the charade. This is a political exercise. All I'm asking of Schumer is that we treat Trump the same way we treated Clinton. We had a procedure that was approved 100-0. Schumer voted for it to go through the opening arguments, to have a written question period, and then, based upon that, deciding what witnesses to call. We haven't ruled out witnesses. We've said, let's handle this case just like we did with President Clinton. Fair is fair.
If the numbers start turning in North Carolina and Colorado and Maine, where they say we need to see witnesses, we want to see a fair trial in the Senate, not that there's not enough there, and there shouldn't have been impeachment in the first place. That's how I feel. But if Collins, Tillis, Gardner show that they're in trouble and those people want it, I could see Mitch McConnell dying to make sure that he's still in the majority, say, well, maybe I got to do something more. But right now, he didn't even get the articles of impeachment from Nancy Pelosi. My sense is Nancy Pelosi thinks she knows more intelligence is coming that shows the president is culpable of holding back aid for Ukraine. And maybe that's the Washington Post story that came out a couple of days ago. And that story said essentially that after the president hung up the phone, aid was stopped. Well, it shows it was a linkage to a quid pro quo, perhaps. Not really. The president's going to say, listen, I'm not convinced that the money was going to the right place. I'm not convinced that we got answers on 2016. He ended up holding it back for 55 days, but they got all of it. That's the problem. So my sense is they are holding it for more intelligence, more information, so they have a stronger case in the Senate. Nancy Pelosi has confused her own constituency and stepped on her own message, which was, we have to do this quickly or the president's going to do it again. It's done so quick, you didn't even wait to find out if the courts were going to compel Mulvaney, Pompeo, and Bolton to testify. But you had to get it done quickly. Then how do you explain the delay? How do you explain it? You can't. Adam James Stravitas is next about the challenges we face at home and abroad. He's going to be here to talk about this administration's push forward. Brian Kilmeade Show. It is a beautiful Monday. Don't move.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, Go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind, 1962.
Roger, the clock is operating. We're underway. A little bumpy along about here. Roger, 0G, and I feel fine. Capsule is turning around. Oh, that view is tremendous.
Let me ask you one simple question. Do you, Ambassador Zorin, deny that the USSR has placed and is placing medium and intermediate range missiles and sites in Cuba? Yes or no? Don't wait for the translation. Yes or no?
I am not in an American courtroom, sir, and therefore I do not wish to answer a question that is put to me in the fashion in which prosecutor does. In due course, sir, you will have your reply.
I'm prepared to wait for my answer until hell freezes over, if that's your decision.
You don't have Nixon to kick around anymore.
News as it happens.
News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Students at Coombe Dean Secondary School in Devon, England, make the Dean's List for having lunch with a widower in their neighborhood. 86-year-old Cyril Agate lost his wife 6 years ago. The kids realized they hadn't seen Mr. Agate outside of his home following the death of his wife, Shirley. So a month after the funeral, staff called to invite him for lunch. And now, 4 days a week, Cyril joins the school lunchroom for a meal and a chat with the students and staff. Cyril says when he first joined everyone after the loss of his wife, he was down in the dumps. But after a cup of tea, lunch, great service, and everyone talking to him, he says he has found a reason to smile. And he realized how he loves the company and noise of others. He'd be lost without everyone. When the school goes on break for the holidays, they send him home with sausages and pies to stock his freezer. Cyril, my friend, you're not alone, and we love you too. And you made the Dean's List along with all of the students and the faculty at Coombe Dean Secondary School. Janice Dean, Fox News.
The talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I take everything that North Korea says with a big grain of salt. There may or may not be some development toward the end of the year. I think part of this may be bluff on their part. They think the president's desperate for a deal, and if they put an artificial time constraint on it, they may think they're going to get a better deal. We'll just have to wait and see. But this is all part of the North Korean playbook. They've successfully jived the three prior American administrations, and they plan to do the same with this one.
So are we going to expect some type of launch on Christmas Day? They always like to screw up our holidays. Admiral James Stavridis joins us now, 16th Supreme Allied Commander of NATO. He's also author of Sailing True North, 10 Admirals, and The Voyage of Character. Admiral, welcome back.
Great to be with you, and nice to hear my friend John Bolton's voice.
Yes, he's back talking, but not about impeachment. He wants to save that. But he is talking about North Korea very much against the president's policy of approaching Kim Jong-un. It changed things up, but it looks like he's going to do something on Christmas Day. What are the chances of that happening?
I think probably 75%, Brian. There's always a chance that Kim will kind of string it along a little bit, but if you really look at the track record of Kim Jong-un, he's not been a bluffer. He certainly has been someone who has detonated nuclear weapons. He's launched short-range ballistic missiles from under the oceans. He's launched intercontinental-range ballistic missiles. So I'd say three out of four, we're going to see something pop, and you and I will be back on the radio talking about it by the end of the week for sure.
But what do they want? They want sanction relief. That's not going to get them. We'll just move it further away.
What they think this will get them is attention. They watch the way the international system is focused on Iran, first of all, in the international sphere, on Europe and the centrifugal forces pulling Europe apart, on China and the Hong Kong demonstrations, and, of course, on impeachment here in the United States. And Kim just is not feeling the love, if you will. And so he wants attention. I don't think it's a good strategy, but John Bolton is absolutely correct. It's a strategy that has worked in the past, both for his father and his grandfather. So look for him to continue down that path.
But, I mean, he's not dumb. I think we both agree on that. And he has somebody who is approaching him and at least talking to him. and made him no longer that much of a pariah on the world stage. From his perspective, why would he want to alienate that? And would that always keep him from going too far over the top? Because the next man or woman is not going to be like that.
I think for someone like Kim, he tends to see the world in very binary fashion. And so he has been in this love dance with the president now for well over a year. And he just feels like, you know, this is going nowhere. I'm not getting the sanction relief. If you and I were advising him, Brian, first of all, we'd probably last about a week before he blew us up with an artillery round. But if you and I were advising him, we'd say, hey, there's a smarter way to play this. Leverage your relationship with President Trump. Don't go in your face and work more with the Chinese. Frankly, that, I think, is the strategy Kim ought to be pursuing, is working behind the scenes with China. Instead, he's very binary. He's going to go right to flash bang, as we say in the military, and look for a negative response from the president on this one, because I don't think the president has the patience to put up with this. And I think that could land us right back where we were about a year and a half ago with fire and fury. Let's hope we can avoid that.
Right. Rocket Man, here we go again, part two.
Yes.
Afghanistan, looks like Ghani wins re-election. Is that good news?
I think so. I know Dr. Ghani, Ashraf Ghani, quite well. I count him as a friend. Knew him well before he was president of Afghanistan. He lived and worked here in the United States for a period of time when I got to know him. And I think he, at this point, represents the best path forward for Afghanistan, which is to say he is willing to sit and negotiate with the Taliban. The real question, as you know, Brian, is are the Taliban willing to sit and negotiate with him? That's why I'm somewhat concerned about the president's decision to withdraw an additional 5,000 troops from our current force of about 14,000. It'll be harder to put military pressure out there, but I also know our commander in Afghanistan, General Scott Miller. He's the right kind of leader who will be intelligent about how he deploys forces. So if we can keep reasonable military pressure on the Taliban, principally done, of course, by the Afghan security force, their army, their police, because we've transferred almost all the war fighting to them. If we can keep that pressure on, I think we can get the Taliban back to the negotiating table. And I think Ashraf Ghani doesn't have a big ego. He's willing to work with them. I think he's the best potential partner we could have going forward.
It just doesn't seem like a good tactical move to talk about a drawdown while we're not even in talks with them. Doesn't even seem to make much sense. And they killed one of our guys yesterday.
I know. Totally agree with you. I think the president probably understands that. On the other hand, the overarching concern for President Trump has been what he ran on, which is to get us out of these forever wars. And I'm sympathetic with that up to a point. But as you and I have talked about before, at one time, in fact, when I commanded this mission, we had 150,000 troops in Afghanistan. Now we're down to 14,000. We've already gotten the troops home, 90% of them. And so why not have that sustained troop presence so we can close the deal and get a reasonable negotiated solution? So, no, I don't agree with this withdrawal.
No, I agree with you. So the president gets $700 billion for the Pentagon. Where's it best being used? Where do you hope it goes?
Yeah, I hope it goes principally to four things. One is to cyber and cybersecurity. This is where we need to increase our capability. Second is unmanned vehicles. And I'm going to include here, Brian, space, satellites, and the Space Force. That was a good decision in my view, to create the new Space Force. Special forces would be third, elite, small numbers of troops that can go virtually anywhere, be ghosts in the night. And fourth, and you're going to get this from an admiral, I guess, but maritime. We're going to have to continue to face the challenge of a rising Chinese Navy, a highly capable Russian Navy. I think those are the four principal trade-up areas, along with sustaining our already magnificent force.
So, in other words, the money is a good signal to send the rest of the world. We're not scaling back, right?
It is. And we cannot scale back. And, you know, there's always going to be this tension in the American political system between being engaged in the world and having these alliance systems and spending money on defense to deploy troops and station troops overseas and a desire to work here at home. Look, we're a big enough economy. We can do both reasonably well.
I hope so. So the president was very happy about the Space Force. I'm not quite sure what it's going to do. Are we fighting other planets? What are we doing?
No, we're probably 200 years away from fighting on other planets and 150 years away from the voyages of the Starship Enterprise with Captain Kirk. But we're within 10 years of serious military action in space, particularly knocking down our satellites, which are absolutely the backbone of our warfighting capability. So the Space Force is going to start small. It's going to be a few hundred people. Eventually, it might get up to 10,000 people, which is really a drop in the bucket of the overall Department of Defense. It'll have a relatively constrained budget, and it'll operate the ground stations that control the satellites. It'll launch satellites. It'll maneuver those satellites. It will perform military activity in near space. And, you know, if you think about the backdrop of the command and control networks that drive our entire military, protecting those makes a lot of sense. And I'll close by saying you need people that are specialized in it. We certainly do all that now. The military does that, but it's scattershot. It's divided among the four services. This will centralize it. I think that's a good thing for something as technical and as specialized as space.
So the Washington Post does this a big expose saying they've gotten a hold of documents that shows that the commanders in Afghanistan were not telling the American people the truth about how things were going. You're one of those commanders. Do you feel as though that the Washington Post got this right?
I do not. And I'll put it this way. Let me headline by saying any commander or any soldier, any sailor who is talking to the American public and is lying about what they think, that's reprehensible. Anybody who actually changes metrics, how many Taliban we killed in a given week, hey, let's up that number. I saw no evidence of either of those things in these papers. Well, what I do see is a lot of commanders after the fact expressing their view that, you know, this is a very hard fight. And yet, when I look back on the commanders who worked for me, who actually were in Afghanistan as the four stars, that would be people like Dave Petraeus, John Allen, Stan McChrystal, Joe Dunford, who just finished up as chairman of the Joint Chiefs, all worked for me as the commander in Afghanistan of the NATO mission. They were honest and forthright. What they told me in private was the same thing that they told congressional committees and the same interviews they gave. So I don't see the disconnect. And also, I'll close, Brian, you got to recognize there's a difference between lying and getting something wrong. In other words, if 11 years ago some commander, even before my time, said, hey, I think we can win this thing, my bet is he actually thought that at the time. Turned out it was a longer and harder fight. There's a difference between lying about something and getting something wrong.
Admiral James Charvitis, pick up his book, Sailing True North, 10 Admirals and the Voyage of Character. Admiral, thanks so much.
Brian, I hope you make it down to Florida for a couple of days over this holiday period.
I will, and I'm going to look you up.
That's a deal. See you then.
All right. When we come back, your phone call is 1-866-408-7669. We'll talk about that. We have not dove into the Horowitz report and what Senator Lindsey Graham said yesterday, but that's where we'll begin when we return.
Giving you everything you need to know, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-973-WAVE or go to wavecleanwater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances. Without using salt, well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-973-WAVE. 1-888-973-WAVE. Or go to WaveCleanWater.com. That's WaveCleanWater.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
And Fox News.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Have you noticed how I'm playing with almost a full deck of cards tonight? I haven't even told a long, rambling story yet, but I got one locked and loaded. Here it comes. The year was 19 whoops-a-daisy, and my pale white ass is strutting down the mean streets of Wilmington when I come across a group of fellas singing some doo-wop tunes surrounding one of those flaming trash cans. Now, I know I need to be racially sensitive here, but it's important for you to know that his name was Old Black Charlie.
And that is, that's pretty funny imitation of Joe Biden. It wasn't Woody Harrelson, but it was, they had a lot of fun on the cold open mocking, which you probably did not see, CNN and NPR's.
And Politico, right? Yeah.
And Politico. Yeah, they did their own debate. No one's paying attention to the debates, really, because of the impeachment and the power of the president. The power of the president. I mean, the intensity around him is so great, pro and con, that there is just no more oxygen for these candidates. And that benefits Joe Biden, because everyone knows who he is. He's been around forever.
And, Brian, it was Jason Sudeikis who played Biden.
Jason Sudeikis comes back. He gives people an opportunity to come back because, a lot of these guys don't get busy after they're done with SNL. Right? I mean, a lot of them don't go on to big-time careers.
No, a lot of them
don't. Eddie Murphy, Adam Sandler are almost the exception.
Yeah, a handful of them where they have like a moment and then they disappear. Like, where's your boy Bobby Moynihan?
Yeah, where the hell is he? He's supposed to have his own sitcom. Why these people leave? I don't know. Why Eddie Murphy went on to big things, came back for the first time, so it was a big deal last night on Saturday. Jack's listening on WABC in Jackson, New Jersey. Hey, Jack.
Hello. You were talking about the test major case earlier. And,
yes.
And I want to know what's Richard Carranza's stance on those children, because they're part of the Department of Education. They go to MS-180, all three of those kids.
I don't know what you...
been silent.
What are you talking about?
About the test major case and the young child that fled from his parents' car?
Yeah, well, I wasn't really talking about that. I think you got a different show. Fox, listen on the Fox News Radio app in California. Hey, Luke.
Yeah, hey, Brian. Good morning.
Hey, what's on your mind?
So I think anybody that understands the spirit of the Constitution and, you know, what it was sort of developed out of, you know, autocracy and the things they were escaping, this is a total disgrace, and I think it needs to be shut down immediately. You know, the Democrats in the House of Representatives presented their case, they voted on it, and it's a done deal. They have nothing to say about what goes on in the Senate.
I agree.
Period.
I can't figure out, and neither can Mitch McConnell figure out what she's up to.
And I think we cannot co-sign that BS, period. And the other thing I think we cannot co-sign that's total BS is that you don't take a person and find a crime. That's anti-constitution. You find a crime and then you have a crime and then you find a person. It's a total it's a total violation of a person's rights, period.
Well, I don't think people are buying it. I mean, for the most part, President Trump's approval rating is up to 45 from 41. Approval is now upside down in almost every major poll, ironically, except the Fox poll. And I imagine in the battleground states, it's even more in the president's direction. If you want proof, most of the president's ads, 95% of his ads include something about impeachment in all the ads. If impeachment was bad for the president, do you think he'd be using it in his own campaign ads? Absolutely not. The other thing the president's going to have coming his way is this investigation the Horowitz put out for the IG report and what Durham put out. I want you to hear what Lindsey Graham said, because now Durham is asking for the emails of John Brennan. They want to find out who he was talking to. And maybe there is an overseas component. And if there was, that would bring in the CIA. Cut 19.
I want to know, was the CIA part of an effort to get to the media the fact that Trump was under investigation? There was a lot of frustration by people at the FBI and other places that the storyline was not getting out. Christopher Steele went to every media outlet in the country to shop the dossier to try to get it out before the election. Brennan meets privately, I think, in September with Harry Reid, John Brennan, the CIA director. I want to know what role, if any, did the FBI and the CIA play in trying to get out the dossier, market the story that Trump was under investigation for colluding with the Russians?
And those are just some of the questions that Durham's actually pursuing, and he could actually file criminal charges, which would get everybody's attention. If you're John Brennan, you're James Clapper, you're pretty nervous right now. There's no question. They're trying to find out what he knew. And we already know, for one thing, they weren't candid when it came out to the dossier and the role it's played. Now we know for sure it played a major role. Now we know it does not stand up, and the people that are sources in it didn't even back up what was written in it. More from Lindsey Graham. Cut 20.
I think they never believed that they would be a Horowitz investigation. I think these people believed they would get away with it, and along comes Horowitz. What Horowitz told the American people is very damning. He told a story of manipulating evidence to continue to get a warrant against an American citizen. He told a story of hiding exculpatory information from the court to keep the investigation going. Why did they want to keep it going when it should have stopped? Because they hated Trump and they were out to get him. There's no other conclusion. Now, I want to know how far up did this go. I want to know, did President Obama, was he aware of the counterintelligence investigation of the Trump campaign? And I'd be shocked if he was not.
And that is going to be the theme coming from Republicans. Look out. How much did Susan Rice know? How much did President Obama know? We also know that there were some briefings that said the president wants to know everything that's going on. So now we want to know what's going on. We want to know what they knew was going on. I'll know one thing for certain. President Trump was hamstrung from his people being investigated to some of them being indicted from day one. The Mueller report was the perfect storm. The wrong attorney general was able to give too much power to the minority. Next thing you know, you are Rod Rosenstein starting the Mueller report, which cost tens of millions of dollars. And by the way, took up 2.5 years. So there's no doubt about it. If I'm President Trump, I'm curious. And if you know President Trump, he's more than just curious. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrip. At least five people were stabbed Saturday night inside a house of a Hasidic rabbi in Muncie, New York, a town about 18,000 residents, 35 miles north of New York City. Now, early reports say a man with a machete wounded at least five people inside the house of the Hasidic rabbi around 10 o'clock Eastern time. The Orthodox Jewish Public Affairs Council of the Hudson Valley said one victim was struck six times. Two of the victims were in critical condition. Witnesses told police the suspect was seen leaving the scene by car, and within a couple of hours, the police chief of the nearby town of Ramapo said police had spotted the vehicle and a suspect was reportedly detained. The alleged anti-Semitic attack is the sixth across the New York City area in recent weeks. Five people are dead after a small plane crashed into the parking lot of a post office in Louisiana shortly after takeoff Saturday morning.
The FAA says the two-engine plane went down about a mile from the Lafayette Regional Airport Saturday morning. A Lafayette Fire Department spokesman says the plane caught fire after it crashed and that the flames fully engulfed a car nearby.
Ken Lorman reports four people were brought to the hospital, one from the plane, one on the ground, two post office employees. British counterterrorism police have arrested a 21-year-old man on suspicion of preparing an extremist act.
The suspect was arrested at a residence in East London. Police say he's being questioned on suspicion of the commission, preparation or instigation of acts of terrorism. The property where he was arrested is being searched by police. The man has not been charged or identified. Police did not provide any details about the suspect's actions. Zaria Shakili, London.
International aid group says the conditions in northwest Syria's rebel-held Idlib province are at a, as they call it, breaking point. News and analysis at townhall.com.
If you haven't switched to Pure Talk USA, you're probably paying too much for your cell service. Pure Talk covers 99% of the country, and plans start at just $20 per line with no contract and a one-month risk-free guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. You can even keep your phone and your number. Get 50% off your first month when you call now. Just go to puretalkusa.com and enter promo code HALFOFF. That's puretalkusa.com, promo code HALFOFF.
On January 10th,
they convicted an innocent man,
Michael B. Jordan.
Your life is still meaningful, and I'm going to do everything possible to keep them from taking it.
Academy Award winner Jamie Foxx.
You don't know what it is down here. You're guilty from the moment you're born.
And Academy Award winner Brie Larson.
I don't want my son growing up knowing that his mom stopped doing what was right just because she was scared of him.
You ain't quitting, is you?
No, sir. Just Mercy, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing in select theaters. Everywhere January 10th. Directed by Destin Daniel Cretton.
China says its Beidou navigation satellite system that emulates the U.S. global positioning system will be competing with the launch of its final two satellites in the first half of next year.
The project director says the core of the positioning system was completed this month, with the launching of additional satellites bringing its total constellation to 24. That was up from 19 the year before, making it one of rising space power China's most complex projects. The project director described the system as having high-performance indicators, new technology systems, high localization, mass production networking, and a wide range of users.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. North Korea has opened a high-profile political conference to discuss how to overcome what they call harsh trials and difficulties. That, according to state media, it happens just days before a year-end deadline set by Pyongyang for Washington to make concessions in nuclear negotiations. More at townhall.com. A California law making it harder for companies to treat workers as independent contractors takes effect next week, forcing small businesses in and outside of California to rethink their staffing.
The law puts tough restrictions on who can be independent contractors or freelancers rather than employees. Supporters say it addresses inequities created by the growth of the gig economy, including the employment practices of ride-sharing companies like Uber and Lyft that use contractors. Company owners with independent contractors must now decide whether to hire them as employees or look for help in other states. Another alternative, asking these workers to start their own businesses, a setup the law allows. Patrick Foss reporting.
Kyiv expects to swap prisoners with Russia-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine on Sunday. The exchange was brokered by the Russian and Ukrainian presidents at peace talks in Paris earlier this month. It was the Ukraine President Zelensky and Russian President Putin got together. More on these stories at townhall.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane of Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
It's going to be a busy hour. Amity Slade is going to be joining us, the legendary historian, really the Calvin Coolidge Foundation. She powers the whole thing, but knows everything about everything, can put this period of American history in perspective. Then we're going to have the simulcast with Stuart Varney in about 50 minutes. You'll get to see what I look like, not only on Fox Nation, where you see me right now, but also on the Fox Business Network. And then we're going to have Muaz Mustafa. You don't know who he is, perhaps, but you know what he does. He is going to bat for for the Free Syrian Army, a Syrian Emergency Task Force executive director. He says the president's about to do something landmark with legislation that's going to help out forces that are on our side in that region. We'll discuss that all. Also, got to remind you that Sam Houston, the Alamo Avengers, is out. Thank you for leaving it. Number 4 on the New York Times bestseller list. That's the 6th straight week. The Texas victory that changed American history. And if you want to know more about that book and my other books, it's all in America Great from the Start on Stage, which for the first time will be on Long Island. It'll be at the Space in Westbury. Go to BrianKilmeade.com/events or BrianKilmeade.com. Just click on events and just get your tickets down. Might be a great thing to give for Christmas. So, you know, it's going to be a beautiful place. It's going to be a great night. It's red, white, and blue, not red and blue, if you know what I'm saying. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number 3.
The mayor just recently had a fundraiser that was held in a wine cave. Billionaires in wine caves should not pick the next president.
I am the literally only person on this stage who's not a millionaire or a billionaire.
That is true. Mayor Pete and Elizabeth Warren going at it. The debate no one saw seems to have benefited Joe Biden the most because no one saw him and he didn't talk that much. Meanwhile, Mayor Pete gets support from a member of the Hollywood elite.
Number 2.
Accountability will only be successful if somebody gets fired, and I'm looking at Christopher Wray to fire somebody at the FBI, and somebody needs to go to jail, and I'm looking at Durham to hold people criminally accountable for the laws they broke.
The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and that is Lindsey Graham. The Horowitz FISA Horror Show will be turning into the Bull Durham Show, who is focused on a bigger story, like what role the CIA, John Brennan's CIA, had or didn't have in tripping up Trump.
Number 1.
These articles of impeachment that they actually voted on were really an admission of failure. This was, at the end of the day, a political response because Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats hate the president.
I think they've gone too far. For goodness sakes, that is not what the Constitution envisioned.
And that is Dick Durbin at the end. And look, Ted Cruz can't figure it out either. The House is done. They had this absolutely intolerable debate where both sides just said the same thing over and over again for a week and a half. They voted for impeachment. 2 articles passed without any Republican support and losing 2 and 3 Democrats along the way. Jeff Van Drew is now a Republican. He actually left the party after voting as a Democrat. So it was a mess. But the Democrats felt like they won by keeping their caucus together. So why hold on? I believe that Nancy Pelosi thinks that she has more information coming that would put a lot of pressure on moderate Democrats who are in tough fights to keep their seats, force Mitch McConnell to do a trial. Where is it? Is it that Washington Post story? Not going to work. Basically, Mitch McConnell was on with us on Fox and Friends an hour ago, and he's got an answer for Senator Schumer as well as Nancy Pelosi. You have no leverage. Here's Chuck Schumer trying to pound Mitch McConnell into submission. Cut 1.
So far, Senator McConnell and President Trump have come up with no good reason why there shouldn't be witnesses, why there shouldn't be documents. We don't know what the witnesses will say. We don't know what the documents, how the documents will read. They might exonerate President Trump, or they might further incriminate him. Mitch McConnell has said he's proud to be a partial juror. He won't. Every senator has to uphold an oath to render impartial justice, and he said he's proud to be partial. That says it all.
Really? It says it all? Mitch McConnell, a Republican? I had no idea. And partisan? Chuck Schumer is, and I know that. He never comes out for Democratic causes. He just calls it as he sees it. Am I right? Here's Mitch McConnell, cut 2.
Well, first on the impartiality issue, do you think Chuck Schumer is impartial? Do you think Elizabeth Warren is impartial?
No.
Bernie Sanders is impartial? So let's quit the charade. This is a political exercise. A political exercise. All I'm asking of Schumer is that we treat Trump the same way we treated Clinton. We had a procedure that was approved 100-0. Schumer voted for it to go through the opening arguments, to have a written question period, and then, based upon that, deciding what witnesses to call. We haven't ruled out witnesses. We've said, let's handle this case just like we did with President Clinton. Fair is fair.
Exactly. In, out, done. And Mitch McConnell's not speaking for Republicans. He's speaking for you. Liberal Democrats, conservative Republicans, we are done with this story. If this was year one, maybe you'd have a pushback, even though I think the story would run its course anyway on the Ukraine. But we all know there's going to be an election in 9 months, and the candidates who got to get famous and sell America that they're a better choice than Donald Trump can't get in the air, can't get any oxygen, because no one's paying attention to their debates. The elimination is a mess. You got candidates complaining that they don't like the rules in the DNC. You have 13 candidates running, only 8 on the stage because of some weird thresholds that the DNC Tom Perez put out there that nobody seems to like. So impeachment is done. And you know who knows that? I was into some of the panelists. They are done. Some of the panelists on the Sunday shows yesterday, Karen Tumulty, obviously offended by the president, Washington Post. Listen to what she said. Cut 16.
The chances of getting any kind of concessions out of Mitch McConnell are very small, and the risks of delaying this are quite high for two reasons. One is that it undercuts the House's argument that they had to move quickly on impeachment because it was so urgent. And the second is that it is depriving their presidential candidates of any oxygen. And the fact is, if Donald Trump is going to be removed from office, it is going to happen next November.
Yes. Finally, somebody's saying what we've been saying forever. He's up in November. His contract is up. He's going for a renewal. He feels good about it. You don't feel good about it. So let's play this out. Is that possible? It better be possible because that's what's happening. Now we find out, after all this stuff comes out about Mueller report and the Ukraine information and these conscientious whistleblowers who had no choice but to come out against the president who they never liked. Now we have the Horowitz report, or Obama-appointed inspector general, who said what a mess the FBI was leading up to this investigation, how unreasonable the reasons were behind launching the investigation, why the president never got a defensive briefing in July that would have headed off all this Mueller report and all the controversy we are still living with now that the Russians are benefiting from. And then we want to find out why the investigation was done. Well, the investigation was done, and when it was done, they changed things. They lied on the application to get a warrant to surveil the Trump campaign, and they lied when it came to this question on Carter Page to the CIA. Was he helping you guys? The answer from the CIA was yes. What they wrote was no. What the result was, you got the FISA warrant. So if you don't think that the FBI lies, which they prosecute everybody for, including that's why Manafort's in jail, why General Flynn is waiting for his hearing and sentencing, can't lie to the CIA. In fact, remember when Andy McCabe came up, and Andy McCabe was asked about this. 17 different points in which there was a problem with the FISA application. Andy McCabe was acting and deputy director of the FBI. Will he take responsibility? Listen to how he coyly does.
Everyone in the FBI, anyone who reads that report, is shocked and horrified by what they've seen in the recitation of the 17 errors. The IG pointed out in his report that he found no evidence that those misrepresentations were intentional. Nevertheless, they are unbelievably serious.
What's the biggest mistake you made?
The process that was in place essentially left so much responsibility on the lowest level of FBI agents and supervisors. Once those mistakes are baked in, they become very, very hard for the many, many layers of oversight to uncover.
So you hear what he said? The biggest mistake I made was giving so much responsibility to the lowest level of FBI guy. So the guy, we know his name, he's going to take the fall, and he's the lowest level possible. Lowest level. That's the biggest mistake we made, because if they had a chance to do it, they never would have lied or changed things in order to surveil Donald Trump. Really? The people that despise him, judging by their texts, they talked about an insurance plan, but we are not to think anything of that. How dare we? And then when someone changes something on an application, we're saying, well, that's a low-level person. I guess low-level people on the FBI, they learn to cheat the system. How unbelievably implausible is that? You have a presidential campaign being investigated, and you want us to believe that their biggest mistake was letting somebody lower level conduct the FISA application. We don't believe that. We never did believe that. We still don't believe that. The only person who believed that, judging by the lack of follow-up question, was Wolf Blitzer. We don't. And Andy McCabe, who's getting paid to answer questions and give insight, should stay there for a whole hour if he's so innocent. But to kick it down the road and get somebody else take the fall for it, unbelievably unacceptable. Just like James Comey not being involved because that's not what directors do. Really? Directors don't get directly involved with investigations, even when it's on a presidential campaign, the same one that briefed the president-elect and then ran down and put it into Crossfire Hurricane, typed up as you remember the meeting? There's going to be a huge problem. And the biggest one is the Steele dossier, them saying, yeah, it was unverified because it didn't play a central role, and them finding out it did play a central role. Why didn't it get kicked to the curb by the Mueller report? Why wasn't that done immediately? Cut 19.
I want to know, was the CIA part of an effort to get to the media the fact that Trump was under investigation? There was a lot of frustration by people at the FBI and other places that the storyline was not getting out. Christopher Steele went to every media outlet in the country to shop the dossier to try to get it out before the election. Brennan Meeks privately, I think, in September with Harry Reid, John Brennan, the CIA director. I want to know what role, if any, did the FBI and the CIA play in trying to get out the dossier, market the story that Trump was under investigation for colluding with the Russians?
Got a lot to go over. 1-866-408-7669. 1-866-408-7669. I'm going to take a quick call. Eric, who's on WDBO in Orlando. Eric.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Kilmeade.
Back at you.
Nancy Pelosi, she is so blatantly guilty of election tampering. That's the word that they keep using. And she's holding off. And she wants to see if what happens after the election. And if there is a Democrat Senate, then she's going to move forward if she's still there. But you play Chuck Schumer. And I mean, you're right on spot with him. He looked the camera in the eye and said, we don't know what the witnesses are going to say. He's got staff writing the script for them. They probably got auditions in George Soros' office. But, and the saddest thing of all, if somebody does go to jail, like, say, Brennan, he's going to go to some country club that you and I wouldn't get the luxury of having.
Well, if he's going to weaponize the CIA against a candidate while railing against a candidate and making all types of allegations on network broadcasts, he deserves the worst. And he's bastardizing a great law organization, if indeed that is indeed the case. But they're asking for his emails. Why would they be asking for his emails? Maybe he's part of weaponizing Ambassador Downer and now rumored to be dead Joseph Mifsud. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Back with, we're going to go over to Syria and find out about what the president just passed to make life for our allies in the region a lot better. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Getting past all the rhetoric, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called a place for mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-0286.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-0286. That's 1-800-469-0286.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1982. The death of John Belushi.
Our paramedics responded to a home in Hollywood Hills. After a short time, had to pronounce the victim dead.
I came because I believe that the nuclear arms race has got to end.
For the sake of the world.
To be a part of the group of people that are supportive of what we are about, namely stopping the nuclear arms race.
Count number one, not guilty by reason of insanity. A look of wonder came to the faces of John Hinckley's parents. That's the count. Charging him with attempting to kill the President of the United States.
At the conclusion of tonight's game between the Giants and the Packers, all NFL training facilities will be struck.
I'm just very happy the patient is doing as well as he's doing right now.
It's very obvious that these capsules were tampered with. It was not an accidental thing. It was not a product defect. It was willful and wanton.
News as it happens then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. Truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, we're back, and let's welcome in Wilaz Mustafa, Executive Director of the Syrian Emergency Task Force. And you can follow him at SyrianTaskForce.org and write him there. Wilaz, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Brian.
So you point out landmark legislation that has given you a new sense of optimism about what is happening in Syria after the brutal reign of the Assad regime. They may be taking power, but now they might be paying a price?
Yes, sir. So I think it's important for everyone to know what an accomplishment has happened thanks to the White House and the United States Congress. passing and the president signing into law just last Friday, through attached to the National Defense Authorization Act is something called the Caesar Serious Civilian Protection Act, which focuses on protecting civilians in Syria by punishing Iran, Russia, the Assad regime for the brutal killing of Syrian civilians that unfortunately continues to this day in places like Idlib, where kids are dying. And thanks to the White House's support and thanks to members of Congress, this legislation is now law.
You named it Caesar. Why?
It is named after an amazing hero. His code name is Caesar. It's not his real name. But this is a military photographer that worked for the Assad regime. And the Assad regime was actually documenting its crimes of torturing men, women, children, elderly, Christians, Muslims, Arabs, Kurds, the whole mosaic of Syrian civilians. And for 2.5 years, this amazing human being documented on a daily basis almost 55,000 pictures of civilians tortured to death in Damascus alone. And his photographs are now on display at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, D.C., which I recommend everyone go see. And so Congress named the bill after this man who came and testified in front of the House Foreign Affairs Committee back in 2014, exposing to the world the crimes that are unfolding still today by the Assad regime.
Well, are you coming to us from Syria?
I actually just got back from the region, so I'm back in Washington, D.C. But we have a school for orphans called the Wisdom House, supported by Arkansans in Syria, but today under bombardment. So I ask everyone during these holidays, during Christmas time, to pray for the civilians there as they continue to run away from Russian attacks, Iranian and regime troops that are using this time to go after them. And it's really horrific. And I hope that, as President Trump has done in the past, by stopping the violence in Idlib through his actions, that he can help once again postpone these horrible crimes by calling for a halt to the bombardment that's happening there.
The legislation that's taking place, it's going to sanction individuals, Iran, Russia, Russia and Assad's regime, right? Individuals.
Yes, sir. Individuals that support Iran, Russia, and the Assad regime militaries inside Syria that are killing civilians. Also groups like Hezbollah and these Iranian-backed terrorist militias that are there, they will fall under sanctions and anyone that supports them. It also sanctions the Assad regime and Iran's reconstruction policies, which essentially is the ethnic cleansing of Syria, pushing out Syrians that they have displaced, and then sort of making sure that they're trying to change Syria into a place that's loyal to Iran. It Got never it. Will be. And this legislation is actually a step
awesome.
In the right direction.
Thank you, Mustafa. Thanks so much for all you do. Moaz Mustafa.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received the call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Democratic nominee and 42nd President of the United States, Bill Clinton, addressed the Democratic Convention in 1992 at Madison Square Garden in New York City.
Let it be our cause that we give this child a country that is coming together, not coming apart. A country of boundless hopes and endless dreams. A country that once again lifts its people and inspires the world. Let that be our cause. Our commitment and our new covenant. My fellow Americans, I end tonight where it all began for me. I still believe in a place called hope. God bless you and God bless America.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. During Supreme Court arguments, Justice Clarence Thomas doesn't speak much, preferring to just listen. But Justice Thomas is speaking out in a new documentary.
If you criticize a black person who's more liberal, you're racist. Whereas if you can do whatever to me.
Created Equal, Clarence Thomas, in his own words, is produced by a conservative organization. It revisits the still controversial confirmation hearings with the accusations made by Anita Hill.
Judge Thomas began to use work situations to discuss sex,
which he described as a high-tech lynching.
I'd rather die than withdraw from the process.
Justice Thomas said it was a campaign to destroy him.
Hey, come on. We know what this is all about.
He also criticizes the way the Senate committee chairman handled the confirmation hearing. That senator was Joe Biden, now running for president. The documentary is due out in 2020. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weindlum, Fox News.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Taxing income is not going to get you where you need to be the way taxing wealth does. The really, really billionaires are making their money off their accumulated wealth. We need a wealth tax in order to make investments in the next generation. I think as Democrats, we are going to succeed when we dream big and fight hard.
Yes, wealth tax. Those horrible wealthy people need to be taxed more because they must be cheating. That is the theme of Elizabeth Warren and so many on those and don't make and do make the Democratic debate stage. It is the wealthy are the problem, and they have too much for too long. I don't think so, but that's what Elizabeth Warren says over and over again, even though she's worth between $5 and $10 million, and maybe more. Amity Schlaes joins us now, author of Great Society, A New History. She does everything Calvin Coolidge related, and she knows everything about fiscal responsibility in the nation. I'll be getting to your calls shortly, but Amity, we want to take a break. This is a lot about what your book's about, what you've studied your entire life. And when you see Democrats talking about a wealth tax or vilifying the successful, what do you think?
I think they forgot a lot because we've tried wealth taxes before in the United States, though we don't really like them. And, we've tried to get the rich and we've tried actual technical wealth taxes. An example of getting the rich, the same impulse, was the alternative minimum tax in the 60s, which was specifically directed at rich people. In fact, they said, just as today, they say the wealth tax will get only these 50,000 or these 70,000. They thought that wealth tax, the alternative minimum tax, would get 200 households, and they swore up and down to voters that that was the case. You fast forward, lawmakers got addicted to the revenue right away. That was their OxyContin, the AMT revenue. And suddenly we found plenty of American middle-class people paying this alternative minimum tax. A lot of listeners will have heard of it. It's what takes away your charitable deduction and a lot of other things you value. And it hit tens and tens of thousands, millions of people unexpectedly. Why? Because once you give lawmakers a new tool, they will not let go.
They won't. Especially if it's revenue. Right now, our economy is healthy, but our deficit is going up. Here's more from Elizabeth Warren. See if this will work.
Senator Warren, to be clear, Senator Sanders acknowledges he's going to raise taxes on the middle class to pay for Medicare for All. You've endorsed his plan. Should you acknowledge it, too?
So the way I see this, it is about what kinds of costs middle-class families are going to face. So let me be clear on this. Costs will go up for the wealthy. They will go up for big corporations. And for middle-class families, they will go down. I will not sign a bill into law that does not lower costs for middle-class families.
But they actually will go up, depending on that. What is she trying to do?
She's trying to make class warfare in a country that is not about class. It's about opportunity. And we can still say that, and it's still true. So that's what's pernicious about a wealth tax. It vilifies a certain group. And frankly, that's the group many of us want to become, right? We'd love to be up there. And what does that group generally do? It doesn't just buy diamonds or yachts. It creates jobs. One of the most interesting things around is the new Wharton study, the wealth tax proposal from Senator Warren. And that study from Penn shows that the wealth tax that is currently proposed by Senator Warren would reduce wages. Great. That's the middle class. Because it would reduce the amount of capital we have to spend so that we can build better companies and hire more people. So exactly what is promised by wealth taxes is not delivered. The opposite is delivered. Almost always there's pain down below in terms of jobs, particularly, but also when the tax creeps down. Did I answer your question, Brian?
You did. And to bring up something else, Bernie Sanders, 78 years old, his socialist message, which he embraces, is resonating with the youngest voters. His biggest problem is with people his age. He has about 2% support among people 65 and over. Why does his message, how does the 77-year-old get a message to resonate with people under 35? He's talking socialism. He's talking socialism. They're looking at it as security. What's your reaction to this trend as a historian?
My reaction is we should go back and look, because even a little socialism does plenty of damage. That's what happened in the 60s. We did a little socialism, the Great Society. It wasn't communist. We didn't report to Moscow, none of that. But there's a little, we expanded our government, and the result was that everyone had two fewer bedrooms in his house that he bought in the 70s because interest rates were so high to pay for that. The idea that we will never have high interest rates sounds great, but is doubtful. So what happens when you overspend all of a sudden after a few great years, then interest rates and inflation goes up, interest rates have to go up, jobs are not created. We had both inflation and heavy unemployment verging toward 10% in the 70s. So you might not get a job, and you certainly have a smaller house, and you certainly will have less capital to start a company. That's the consequence of a little socialism. I do think that I'm not a political commentator, but I will say at least Bernie Sanders is honest. He wants a dream. That's called socialism. If you want to believe in a dream, then you might like him. What's creepy, frankly, is for candidates and Democrats and Republicans do this, both to say, well, I'll have a mixture and capitalism will be fine. Capitalism is a fragile creature. And if you poison her, she fades. And that's what happens when we load on too many taxes. Even President Bush added a yacht tax, a luxury tax. This is Bush 41 years ago. And the revenues were disappointing, and it hurt a lot of boatyards where young men who happened not to be rich but were pretty good craftsmen worked. That is, you have unintended consequences when you introduce wealth taxes.
So what does Trump have right, and what does he have wrong?
President Trump has, well, long time ago before President Trump, there was a political philosopher who said all you need is, you know, tolerable laws and relatively easy taxes for the economy to go along just fine. I believe that was Adam Smith. Anyway, what Trump has right is he does not make war on business. And any president who says, I'm not going to make war on business, generally speaking, I kind of think business is a great thing. I've worked in business, whether that's an entrepreneur, you know, a corporate person, a creative professor. Wall Street likes that. So think of all the pensions of all the professors and that have grown under Trump. Think of all the children who will inherit something who might otherwise not have inherited anything so they could start their business because we had a relatively happy business environment. That's worth valuing. We shouldn't throw it away. It's because, generally speaking, this administration and also Congress have been tolerant of business. They don't have to love business. They don't have to favor it. They just have to be tolerant, and business often does the rest.
And what does he not have right?
Oh, well, I'm not a Trump commentator. I'm a foundation lady. In my opinion, he, like President Coolidge, he doesn't have tariffs right. Tariffs also are taxes that hurt people you don't expect to hurt. Sometimes you hurt – I mean, steel's share prices haven't always done great, and exactly U.S. steel companies is who we're supposed to be helping by tariffs on steel. So, I think tariffs are kind of absurd, and I'm surprised that any candidate, Democrat or Republican, would back them.
Pick up her book, Great Society, A New History, Amity Slays. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Brian.
You got it. Thomas, listen to WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, Brian. I'll make two quick comments. First of all, ever since President Trump's been in office, my 401k is up 45%. My second point is the Democrats keep saying, oh, the tax cut went to the rich. I made $70,000 last year, and under the Trump's tax cut, I'm bringing home $271 more dollars a month. So I'm tired of the Democrats saying it went to the rich. It didn't. I'm living proof.
Gotcha. I appreciate it, Thomas. Wages are something to really resonate with people, more of the stock, more than the stock market. Mark, WABC, Madison, Connecticut. Mark.
Yeah, good morning, Brian. Always a pleasure. Hey, I just would like to bring this out. Comey and others have caused the taxpayers a ton of money and a ton of money more to come with all the lawsuits. I know they might be held criminally, but why can't we have a law passed that if they deliberately do something like this, that they would be held financially as well? I think that would slow down some of these idiots.
I know, but the court system will have to take care of them if indeed it gets that way. Everyone has a lot of faith in John Durham. No one knows what to expect, but they all he's got the respect of both parties. Brian Kilmeade Show, back with Stuart Varney in just a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
The Brian Kilmeade Show joins Fox Business's Barney & Company with Stuart Barney, live on your radio and on Fox Business. Here's Brian Kilmeade.
Yeah, I'm not quite ready to join Stuart Barney just yet. In a few moments, I will be. He's on the Business Channel, of course, and David Asman is filling in for Stuart Barney, who is at one of his many locations, maybe working on a story or maybe just actually taking some time off. He's pretty good at that. Stuart Barney also does something I can't do. He comes in with two outfits. He keeps his dress clothes at work, and he comes to work in jeans. See, if I was to come in with jeans and count on myself to have work clothes, I'd always be missing things like pants and socks or no shoes. It would just be more confusion. I'm a one-outfit guy. And then when I change, I'm committed to that outfit for the rest of the day, unless I have to go out for a third outfit, which would be another story. So we'll wait for David Asman to come in, and then we'll go ahead and
talk to you. Take your calls at 1-866-408-7669. The big thing that, and by the way, a different hour, in about 20 minutes next hour, if you're taking the show, we're going to be taking Senator Lindsey Graham. He's all over the fact that no one's really talking about this Horowitz report. It's more explosive and it will affect more lives than anybody else because the FBI. The FBI at the highest levels doing something we should not feel secure about them doing. And they weren't going about things in a holistic fashion, so to speak. So we'll find out what the ramifications are and who's going to pay the price. So let's listen in as we get introduced.
Kilmeade. As House Speaker Nancy Pelosi holds on to the articles of impeachment, Democrat Senator Doug Jones says he may vote to acquit President Trump. Take a look at this.
I've been trying to read this. I'm trying to see if the dots get connected. If that is the case, then I think it's a serious matter. I think it's an impeachable matter. But if those dots aren't connected and there are other explanations that I think are consistent with innocence, I will go that way, too.
So the aforementioned Brian Kilmeade, we haven't forgotten about where we started with this segment, joins us now. His tie is undone a little bit for those who are listening on the radio, just so you can get the image. He looks like a great sports announcer, but I want to deal with politics first here. Democrats, they've lived by impeachment, but apparently, according to Senator Jones, they're not going to die by impeachment, right?
Well, we don't even know if they're going to get the impeachment articles. The delay has everyone befuddled, including Mitch McConnell was on with us this morning on Fox and Friends saying, I don't know what leverage she has. I don't even want the articles. You keep them because I don't need them. You know, we'll go ahead. We have a big agenda. We have judges to confirm. But if we get it, you're not going to have anything to do with what we're doing here. You can appoint your impeachment managers when you're ready. We are ready to go. Republicans are ready to go. Now, what you're talking about with Doug Jones. Now, Doug Jones is in an uphill battle. He's already trailing to two different Republican candidates, including Jeff Sessions. So it would be right for him to hold his cards tight to the vest. But I just can't imagine him not voting for it. I mean, there's 47 people who are going to probably vote with Senator Schumer. Joe Manchin's probably on the shelf, especially he's liberated. He's got 5.5 more years left on his 6-year contract. So I'm not really sure that Doug Jones surprised anyone, but I actually don't think many Democrats did connect the dots. Yeah. They went along with trying to damage the president more than trying to get to the bottom of the Ukraine story.
But, you know, not blind. They're looking at the polls now. They're seeing that the president is doing better. The Democrats are doing worse. And people like Jones who are in these swing districts, tough districts, they're not going to die by this. I'm just wondering what you think Nancy Pelosi's up to. I mean, do you think that she is working with Senator Schumer to try to undermine somehow the process that McConnell has in mind for the impeachment?
Yeah, I mean, she's trying to create some type of tension where the people of Colorado push Senator Cory Gardner, the people of Maine push Senator Susan Collins, the people of North Carolina push Senator Tom Tillis to say we need a trial. If you want to keep your seat, show me that you'll attack leadership and get me a trial.
Yeah.
If those states don't say it to those vulnerable Senate seats that would maybe cost Mitch McConnell his majority, I don't see it. The other theory is that Nancy Pelosi thinks she knows more information that's coming down the pike. And she thinks if she can hold on through the holidays, it'll come when people are paying attention.
Boy, that's
and
a
make
big
a stronger case.
How many times have we heard that? The big thing's going to come. We didn't get them this time, but the big thing's coming. We'll get them the next. I mean, we heard that so often. And there's Mitch McConnell's point. When you're negotiating with somebody, you have to assume that you have something of value for the other person. The impeachment is nothing of value for McConnell. Therefore, there's no point in him negotiating at all.
Right. In, out, turn over the page. And, yeah. You know, I was watching the Sunday shows because you didn't call to hang out with me. And I had nothing to do. David Asman and the Giants have been at it.
Sorry,
since week three.
Busy. Family problems. Go ahead.
Right. But here's the thing. Did you notice that a lot of these panelists on these Sunday shows, even people like Karen Tumulty of Washington Post came out and said, people have to understand the only way to get rid of Donald Trump is in November. And that's the way it's going to be.
But speaking of the Washington Post. Speaking of the what, you had that Washington Post reporter coming out with his Mary Impeach Mass note on Twitter. I mean, maybe Karen Tumulty, she's kind of still got the reporter instinct in mind, but a lot of reporters don't. They just, you know, the hell with everything. They're going full out for impeachment.
Nothing you can do about it. I mean, people are used to it. It would be different if it was the other way. It'd make headlines if it is that way. I mean, for the most part, Donald Trump, who complains a lot about it, has people's antennas up for bias in the media. He has it. He's taken on Fox over and over again when he doesn't get his correct narrative. He's a fighter. So for the Washington Post to have a column that shows an angle and a point of view is something that comes with the getting up in the morning.
Meanwhile, we only have about 20 seconds, but Republicans in the Senate, there are a couple who are no fans of Donald Trump. Could they vote with Democrats on impeachment?
Yeah, but it's very strange. I think Donald Trump did something very smart about 3.5 weeks ago. He invited Senator Mitt Romney to the White House and invited Susan Collins to the White House and others. Say, listen, what are you thinking? What do you have to know? Maybe I could tell you here. Let's not make our problems public. And Mitt Romney kept his powder dry so far that I've heard.
We'll see.
And I don't think it works to his benefit, to his constituents, for speaking to the people of Utah, to be a cowboy on this unless something pops up that he can't sleep with himself unless he goes along with.
All right. We won't go any further with who sleeps with whom here on the show. But, Brian Kilmeade, I know you can do that on the radio because you have more latitude on the radio. So God bless you. Good to see you, Brian Kilmeade.
I guess so. Thank you.
I'll call you next weekend.
I can't wait. Phones will be open.
People love their pets.
All right. That was interesting.
He rendered you speechless, which does not happen very often.
Right. Keep it apparent. I don't know. I did not know what he meant by sleeping with.
You're like, I don't even know what to say to that.
Yeah, I said kept his powder dry. We'll see what Ken Bedwith. All right, Steve, listening online, Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Listen, I think people are starting to get on the right track about Pelosi holding the impeachment. And what I fear is that if Trump doesn't get reelected, then she doesn't need to ever send it over because she will have won her cause. However, if Trump does get reelected and Pelosi holds the House, they flip 4 seats in the Senate, and then Schumer becomes the majority leader. So in January of 2021, they call for a point of order. They change the supermajority from 67 to 51, and then they vote on it. And President Trump gets removed from office.
Yeah, I don't see it. And I will say that the American people won't stand for it. What we're finding is impeachment is unpopular in the 90s. It's unpopular in 2019. It'll be even more unpopular in 2020. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.